Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all know
Queen never need. And my homie Chili Chew. Yeah, yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler, like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen, roll call, goes as follow. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly. Double up in the house, don't ask why. Miko and Miss Choir, songs of what you reply. Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe and I. So go and testify, just call in. Platinum Queen's got the West Coast ride again. Richard and B.C. and the Covino Man. Got the chat room blowing up, so y'all tune in. Rolling.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Cracking with you now, tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen. Chili Chill is on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
California.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chili Chill is on.
For the West Coast.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
California.
Hey, Shonda. Hey, sis. You start the show off, it would be right if they hear from McQueen first. What's today's topic about?
Welcome, everybody, to another Sunday of Platinum Queen West with your host, Shonda. Got my little brother holding me down, Ronan Soul.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all, this show and the first half an hour we have with Hannah, Boss Lady Writer, Bendy, who is a hell of a writer. Her books are like between Color Purple and Precious. And we're going to be talking to her in a minute. Okay, 12:30 on, Ronan will be speaking on Ronan's sex and relationship myths. So if you guys have any sexual myths or relationships, please feel free to call in and share them with Ronan, because Ronan's people have texted me some, so I'll be reading them after we get through interviewing and speaking to Hannah. So I want to welcome Miss Hannah to the show. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are all of you?
We're good. I'm so glad that you that you're on the show. You know, at first I want the listeners to know a little bit about Hannah. So please tell the listeners a little bit about Hannah.
Well, I am originally from South Florida. I'm from Miami, and I relocated to Atlanta 4 months ago, and I like it here thus far. I have an associate's degree in business administration. I wrote my first novel, Ebony the Beloved, 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, actually 3 years ago this month. And I'm working on my second novel called The Bold and the Ugly Truth, and I'm currently doing a national, I guess, radio interview about the book and just doing a domestic violence campaign that ties in the book.
You know what, Hannah, I want to ask you, when will part two, I don't want to jump too far ahead because I do want us to let the listeners know about Ebony the Beloved. Okay, first, what inspired the character Ebony and Desmond? Do you know an Ebony? Was Ebony you? Because what Ebony went through and then Desmond. Let me let you tell the listeners a little bit more about it because I know women that will be listening to this later and listening now knows a Desmond or someone knows an Ebony in their family or they are Ebony. You know what I mean? So what inspired that character, Ebony?
Well, Ebony, as you mentioned, she's kind of like me. But she's been through much worse than what I've been through. The only way I can attest to Ebony as far as growing up in Miami, being poor, being bullied, and having low self-esteem, and having two parents who believe in different gods and constantly duking it out on whose faith is better than the others. Ebony, on the other hand, was physically, verbally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and sexually abused. And she was abused in not only was she abused in school, but she was also abused at home, and she was also abused by Desmond. And I put a piece of myself into it because I felt that it was the kind of story that a lot of people, they hear about it, but they don't hear about it all the time. I wanted to put it into a book and keep it so raw and real that it comes to life in the book.
Yeah,
on the pages. It really does. So I want it to be real without holding any punches and letting people, how can I put it? That's how they can interact with some characters in the book. You know,
well, see,
so
I was even telling some teenagers I know that I know it's kind of raw, the book for them to read, but some of the ones I speak to, I know that they can relate to Ebony. On the physical and the molestation part that Ebony went through as well. But the other question I have for you, too, did Desmond's mother abuse Ebony, too?
She did.
I thought so. That his mom as well. But I also want the teenager to know while we're speaking on this, Ebony do come through.
She does.
Okay. I want them to know there's always light at the end of that, you know, the end of the tunnel, because I am asking them, because you can get this book on Amazon as well, too, Ebony the Beloved. It is it's a read I wish more would really, if you get a chance to check it out. Like I said, Hannah books are like, I'll say this one is more like Precious than Borderline Color Purple, but Precious most definitely.
Probably a little worse than Precious.
Yeah.
A little worse.
Yeah, most definitely. But like I said, I know people that, you know, have been mentally and physically abused can relate to it. And what inspired you to be a writer, to write this type of, I mean, because you're saying your mother and father, you wasn't molested physically, emotionally, or anything like that. So is that just became therapeutic for you because what you went through with your mother, father, religion, is that what broke up your mom and dad?
Well, actually, my parents are still together, but they're not together. They live in the same household, but they're not like a married couple. I guess you
can
say they're
like roommates. Oh, I know a lot of people living like that.
Exactly. And what inspired me to write the story, like you mentioned, it was kind of a therapeutic process for me to actually let it be known to the readers. And I was inspired by, I know you ever heard of, you might have heard of Mary Monroe's God Don't Like Ugly, how the main character in it was like sexually abused by Mr. Boatwright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that kind of inspired me to write my book along with my own personal experiences and just having a lot of appreciation for fiction. I decided that if I write this book, I want to be the kind of book that stands out. You know, it's the kind of book that many people can relate to, but it's the kind of book that you don't really get to see. You don't really get to see the rawness. I mean, no holding back, no sugarcoating, and that's how it all. That's what I wanted to do when I was writing the book.
And please tell the listeners where they can get your e-books, because you also write e-books.
Mm-hmm.
As well as novels, so please tell them. And then, and I spoke to you before, please give your website, and I believe you're on Twitter too, because when I posted yesterday that I was going to have you on here, people was asking about the book, and I said I want to make sure I allow you to get the information of where they can get the book, your Twitter, so please share that with the listeners.
Oh, yes. People can find me on Twitter at Boss Lady Writer. Like when you write something, it's Boss Lady Writer. And I also have a fan page called, Hannah Dorothy Spivey, S as in Sam, P as in Park, I as in Ice, V as in Vegetable, E as in Egg, Y as in Yellow. Hannah Dorothy Spivey, that's my fan page. And again, you can find me on Twitter at Boss Lady Writer. The book, Ebony the Beloved, it is available on Amazon. You can also get it on, you get the paperback version for $14 on Amazon. Now, if you prefer to read the book is also available on Kindle for 99 cents. So all the e-readers out there, you can definitely download the book for $1. You can't beat that. If you want to get a better bargain for the paperback book, you can get it off BooksAMillion.com or eBay. You save a couple of dollars. But if you really want to save, and you don't mind reading electronic books, get an e-book for $4.
It's a well read, so please do so. And then Hannah also shared to you, you know this show, we get raw, and I told you that's what I must say that I like about that, the realness that people, you know, share their thoughts and the things that they have been through. Let me ask you, being that Ebony Beloved and also our second hour, we're only going to be speaking on sexual myths and relationships. Was it any part that you brought some of your character into Ebony Beloved? Were you any time in your teens, were you sexually promiscuous? If you don't mind me asking that question. But I told you.
No,
know.
That's okay.
Okay.
I can say I was never promiscuous. I was more of a sheltered person. Even growing up, I pretty much stayed at home. I didn't interact with people my own age. I pretty much stayed indoors and watched television. So I wasn't typical kids.
Okay, let me ask you, did that have to do because of your parents' different religions, or that was your choice to just stay in?
Both, I can say, because it was out of fear, you know, fear of repercussions and, you know, fear of getting into trouble with my law, and I didn't want to disappoint my parents either. Despite of their shortcomings, I mean, I didn't want to get in trouble by them or by the law. And that's what kind of pretty much kept me. Surprisingly, I did it though, because most kids who kind of grow up in semi-strict households, they do tend to rebel. I didn't rebel. I was more of a timid, meek child. I just didn't want to. So that's how that, and that's what Ebony has in common with me. She was very meek and very timid.
Okay. Let me ask you this, too. What religion is your mother and what religion is your father?
My mom is a Christian, and my dad is spiritual. He identifies himself as a Hebrew Israelite. Both of them, I don't know how they made it after all these years together, but they're still together. Oh, I think they've been together about 31, maybe 32 years now. And I don't see how they even stay together after all these years. It was very tough deciding what I wanted, you know, what I wanted to believe in. I was sandwiched in between both of them. You know, who should I, you know, should I become spiritual? Should I be religious? It was a very tough process. So I had, by the time I was probably like in my mid-20s, I made a decision that I'd rather be spiritual, you know, do what my father's doing, because I'm not into religion. And it talks about it in the book as well. Ebony just didn't feel like a normal kid. She was ostracized by her peers, and it was just hard for her. She was a very lonely child, and she buried herself in her books to kind of ease away some of the confusion. And that's kind of like myself. I didn't hang out with children. I couldn't do the whole holiday thing, and I was just confused growing up, being like as a young child. But it was a very hard phase.
And see, that's what made me wonder if that's where your escape came from, with the fictionalizing of Ebony, being that you were a loner. Because, you know, when you say bully, you know, a lot of kids who being bullied or been molested feel alone and they escape. Some kids do writing, like yourself. Some become sexual promiscuous. Some do other things. Some hurt themselves. Some turn to drugs. Some turn to alcohol. That's why I wanted to ask you, you know, earlier, how so did you relate to Ebony? Like I said, being all that Ebony had been through, the character, and like I said, I just wanted the listeners to know, was any of that Hannah? But I'm glad you answered that and said no in different ways. Because we do know some writers fictionalize and some, you know, is based on them, little bits and pieces of it. So that's why I said I hope you didn't mind me asking you that.
Oh,
you know, the
no.
question of, yeah, because like I said, a lot of times we get raw and we get straight to the point, you know, as well. But let me ask you this also before we get into sexual myths and relationships. Is there any myths that you would like to share with the listeners? Sexual myths or relationship myths?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. Oh, wow.
Girl, you got time. You got time. Because
I got to dig into my brain to really. I know I want to say, but I can't put it in words.
Because however you want to say it.
Oh, God.
It's real on this show. You don't have to sugar, really. You don't have to sugarcoat anything. Because I feel what you said, because there's so many sexual myths and relationship myths.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
I don't know. I guess I can just talk about the character.
Be it the bigger, the penis size matter. There's so many different myths. The bigger, the better.
About the what's the question again?
Any sexual myths or relationship myths that you care to share?
No, something else I thought I heard you say.
Oh, and let me share this with y'all. Stan just posted in the chat room, women don't like sex. Let's say
Stan?
Some women, I don't want to generalize, Stan. Let's say some. I don't think, okay, that may be true to some women. May not.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but he was just saying that's a myth. But I agree with him. That's a myth that some women don't like. I agree with that because I think some women, I don't want to generalize, probably think about sex just as much as men do. Because women be just as much promiscuous as men do. So thank you, Stan, for that post because I do agree with that. I agree with that myth that women don't like sex. I thank you, Stan.
To an extent, yeah. Because even though the character, even though she's been through a whole lot, I mean, I wouldn't say that she was promiscuous. I just think she was looking for love in the wrong places. I mean, when you do see what she's been through, you know, you could see it, and she starts, you know, messing around with this older guy, you're thinking that, you know, okay, well, she's a little hot-ass girl. She's going to, you know... But she's not like that. She's just she's like a young black girl lost.
Right. But let me say this, Hannah. And see, that's why I said with some of the teenagers that I wanted to listen to the book, read the book, I didn't know if they would be able to separate the two of being promiscuous or feeling they're being, you know, looking for love. Because some we do know, rather it's a father figure not being in the household, that they're looking for love. But in the meantime that you're looking, you're being promiscuous. And
some don't
understand or can separate the two. They just think, okay, like you said in Desmond, this older man come, like some men tell you what you want to hear, and you think he loved me, and you can't separate, okay, he just want what he want, he don't love you.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. And that's how he was, you know. I mean, he was telling her the things that she wanted to hear because, you know, ironically, she had a father in the household that he didn't really know. Father didn't care for her. And then actually, when you see it, you'll start to see how it all, why her father behaved the way he did towards her. When people read the book, they'll understand why. They'll understand, but they won't understand why. And, you know, I mean, her being told that she was very unattractive and she was too dark, and then, you know, she pretty much dwells on that because that's how she was brought up. She was brought up to hate herself. So when she meets this man who has all the money in the world, he can have anybody he wants, very attractive, and then when he shows interest in her, then she's like, you know, all... I mean, he sweeps off her feet, literally. But he doesn't, those aren't his genuine intentions. So, you're used to being told what you want to hear, and then, it becomes very destructive, a very destructive lifestyle, you know, when you're with different people. And they're telling you the same things over and over again, and they turn around and hurt you at the end.
That's true. But you saying her being dark, I thought low self-esteem issues, too, that she had.
Right. I mean, she was suicidal in a way. She was kind of suicidal. She questioned her existence, why she was even alive. Because even though Precious, you know, she grew up in a one-parent household. Her mom was abusive, but in the end, I mean... Ebony's parents both took turns attacking the way Desmond, his mother, took turns attacking her. Her parents also took turns attacking her. So, I mean, she couldn't catch a break to save her life.
I enjoy it. And I really want, okay, so when will part two, where that part, Ebony, that you'll be writing, when will it be out?
That book I'll be working on the sequel next year because I know the book does have some unanswered questions and I left some holes in the book for a reason because I'm going to talk about those in the next book.
Okay, so again, Hannah, I wanna thank you so much for sharing Ebony the Beloved with us again. Please tell the people again one more time your website and where they can get the book. And if you want to stay for Ronan's sexual myth in relationship, please feel free. If not, I mean, again, thank you. Anytime when you come back, when you do part two of the book, but again, please tell people the website, your Twitter. You can even give them your Facebook where they can get your e-books again one more time before we go into Ronan's sexual myths and relationships.
Yes, they can get it on my book, Ebony the Beloved, on Amazon. They can download the ebook for 99 cents if they prefer to read ebooks, but the paperback is available for $14 on Amazon. If you want to save a couple of dollars on for the paperback, you can download, you can buy the book through eBay or Books a Million, which would be cheaper. And I have some other ebooks that I've written. Payback for the Son of a Bitch, which is my favorite ebook. My Cherie More, which is more like a romantic tragedy ebook. My Cherie, My Cherie, Sherry, Amore, Amor. And you can download those as well. And they're also $1. And you can find my Facebook fan page, which is Hannah Dorothy Spivey. You can also connect with me on Facebook at Hannah Boss Lady Writer Spivey. And my Twitter is Boss Lady Writer.
I want you to share with them also is services that you provide too.
Oh, yes. I'm a virtual assistant. So if you're an author and you need help as far as getting more PR, booking a lot of interviews for your book, I can help with that. If you are a radio personality and you need help booking more guests on your show, I can also help with that. If you have like a website that you need help marketing and promoting, if you need to get more likes on your fan page, I can also help with that. But you know, especially if you're an author, because as an author myself, I do this regularly, steadily getting likes on the domestic violence campaign for the book. So I know how it is trying to, you know, get all the exposure that you can get. So definitely, if you're an author, I can definitely help you. Whatever genre that you write, definitely help you get more publicity for your book.
And again, right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Hannah. I appreciate it. And like I said, I will stay in contact with you. So when you finish your e-books and your novels, I'll be more than happy, please, to come back to Platinum Queen West. And again, I thank you so much for your time sharing it with us. And everybody, please check out Ebony the Beloved. And again, Hannah, I thank you.
Oh, thank you as well. And thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. You have a good and blessed Sunday.
You too.
Okay. And Mr. Ronan Soul, you up next with Ronan's sexual myths and relationships. Let me tell you, I got texts on this one, so I knew it was going to get gritty. And I'm like, y'all know Ronan going to bring it like nobody else can. So buckle your seatbelts and put on your bulletproof vest.
Well, let's hear some of these texts and let's try to bring some reality to all.
And let me see, as you see in the chat room, also, let me see, Stan, a great relationship has nothing to do with sex. I agree with that.
It's one of the key elements in there, but, there has to be a level of balance in there, too, because sex actually requires quite a bit of responsibility, which most people are not taking into account in most occasions. So it's an important piece, but not the whole thing.
That's true. Let me tell you this. Bridget said men connect during sex. Myth. They just for sex.
What?
I want to generalize that. That men connect in caring through sex. That's the biggest myth, that you guys don't connect.
That's a unfounded myth. because there are a lot of guys who do. Actually, there's a lot of dudes who do connect through sex. Given certain factors that go on, It depends. If he really cares about this woman or the individual, then yeah, I mean, he can connect through her even before sex or after. But if that person that just presents themselves as just a sexual object and that's what he's on mentally, then that's how he's going to use her. Because again, like it, given the laws of the land, if he takes it from her, it's rape. So if he presents that to her and that and she's down for it, it is what it is. That I think that's a lot of pussy mismanagement that stems from that. But that's just me personally.
Okay, and Sherry says, why men say I love you during sex? That's another myth. Well, I have a lot to say about that, but go ahead.
No, it's late for it. What do you think, Shonda?
No, but see, my thing with that, though, Ronnie, because I've had females in my family to say that, to me, that's the worst time. This is my opinion to say it because it's the feeling that you're loving. If that's the only time he tell you during sex and he don't say it after, but the myth, well, that's what she said, it's a myth, that, you know, that men say it during, you know, during sex. So, I mean, I can't speak for men or what they thinking at the time that they say it, if they be meaning to me. That's my opinion. That is the feeling that they're into when they whisper it in your ear, because they could be saying something worse than that.
Yeah, that's true. in that arena, a lot of people get caught up in hearing it versus seeing it. That's the most important thing out there. I mean, anyone can tell you anything you want to hear. And, you know, your body language and how you perceive things, people can read that long before they can hear what you're saying, but you show what a lot you're taking in. If you're out there, if any guy can tell you, girl, I love you, and you go gaga for that, then, you know, he's going to give you what you want, like tell you what you want to hear. Same thing with, you know, with a guy who has a woman who tells him, you know, baby, I love you. But most people need to pay attention to how it's being shown more than anything. But I don't know. Just some people like that verbal, that mental masturbation where, you know, girl, he told me he loved me, but, you know, he gave me an STD, slept with your friends. Or she stole your
that
wallet.
That ain't funny, but that's so true. That is so true. That's true. And I'm like Tina Turner, what love got to do with it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, for real talk, because I agree with what you're saying. It means nothing if actions is not behind it. Another myth in relationships. And I don't understand how we as women sometimes can say we strong and independent and we don't need no man, but on the other hand, you crying and say, I don't understand why he say he gonna call, he don't. He said he loved me and he didn't do it. I just didn't see you saw it, but you strong and independent. I don't see how a lot of shit again, you see what you want to see, you believe what you want to believe, you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah, and that's what a lot have been conditioned to. You're supposed to tell me a canned response on my script or a checklist for me to give you something that you want. It's like a twisted commerce when it comes to relationships. Like, if you don't tell me that I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, if you don't feed my ego, then I'm not going to give you what you want. And, you know, it's a dirty game. And plus, you got a lot of people running around as a walking contradiction. Like, well, I'm strong and independent. Well, where's my man at? These men ain't not talking about nothing. You don't stand on anything. So why don't they use it?
That's true.
And then there's this thing where it's been argued about, like, you know, women want bad boys and thugs and all that. But really, when you look at it across the spectrum, there are turds from Wall Street to B Street. There's, you know, you can have a woman who's enter relationships with a prostitute mindset, or she's using you as a rebound guy because she's afraid of being alone, or any kind of means that are other than genuine. So, again, like, yeah, I mean, there's guys that come from different walks of life, and, you know, not every guy who's, you know, raised on the other side of the tracks is not about that life that gets so promoted, and nor is the person in that university or the supposed on-point guy is not quite on point. You know, it just all depends on what this person brings to the table, not financially, but as far as, like, character-wise and overall.
Yeah, good point, too. And also, this, I don't understand another myth, that women can hear and know that he's no good, but, oh, I can make him change his mind. I can put this on him. Man, if I hear one more girl, I ain't even going to say a woman because a woman ain't even going to go there. When I get through putting this on him, he going to forget all about it. He going to be mine. Again, I'm going to say this again. I tell, this is so repetitive, I've said. When you hear a woman, especially when you hear a woman say another myth, that she'll take your man from another woman. Again, you can't take shit from me, nothing. I don't give a shit who you are, Holly Berry, Janet Jackson. Reason why I say this too, and women, please hear me. You ain't took nothing from another woman. A man ain't going to go nowhere if he don't want to go. If he left, it's because he want to go. You can coax a dog out of yard with a piece of meat. But when he gets through eating, he going to go back home. So women need to, they kill me with that, I'll take your man. You can't take none. Again, like I said, that man wanted to go. How many women, myths, have been to other women? He going to leave his wife, and he don't leave. But I thought you was going to take her. He don't want to go. Nobody going to go nowhere they do not want to go.
And you are absolutely right about that. And I have to tell the ladies first, since we're trying to keep this in order, if the guy is all about that, if he is a tender dick dude, and that's a guy who, once he gets sex, he that's all he really wanted, and he is so driven by the need for sex that that's the main priority. Everything else falls to the wayside. Then it'll give the illusion of power. But really, when you think about it, your pussy's not magical. You can spread your legs in a rainbow. You can spread your legs in a rainbow. It's not going to arc out, or no sparklers or anything like that. It may feel like that way to certain people, because again, you have the same genitalia, just like your peers. One has more hair on it than yours, or less. Others are shaped different than yours. It's all about intensity and intent. You know, there has to be a lot more to go on about you other than what's between your legs, because again, you got a lot of women who say all men just want sex, and the ones who say that, 9 times out of 10, that's all you have to offer. You don't have anything stimulating outside of, you know, his genitalia, because, like, okay, I got my rocks off, but that only works out for a while. There's another woman who can do the same thing, but if she offers a lot more, where do you think he's going to go?
Yep, exactly. I don't get that. And women still, I'm like, y'all still saying that in 2012?
Well, yeah, because, you know, you still have some thirsty dudes who figure, man, it's like, man, on the other side, there are guys who put certain women on a pedestal and gas these egos up, thinking like she's the greatest thing since the wheel, when she's not. All you getting gassed up on is like her physical appearance. When you really get to know a person, it doesn't matter how fine that woman is. A bad attitude will shatter that all day.
Yes, exactly.
And thinking that you can lay in bed and just have a guy just pound away and thinking, oh, that's good, no. Just no.
You know, some ladies will beg to differ, Ronnie.
Well, there are some people who can, you know, start punching the middle of the street, then they're going to punch their way to China. So feel free to do so. But reality is reality. It's not this whole, you can live your life governed by fantasy and everything like that, but reality has a way of enforcing its will. Like, look, this ain't what you think it is. And that's what a lot of females have to find out, and dudes have to find out on their own.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But you know
that's
what?
Doesn't it
work that way, Ronan, from, let's say, for men, too, a myth with men, that, let's say, because I've known it happened, could you guys as men, I'm asking the chat room too, Covina Man, Black Man, Skylar, and Stan, because let me say, Skylar say pussy is all she has. But let me say this.
Yeah.
Could you, like, if a woman, you notice that this is all she has, but Skylar even posted that some of them have good combos too. Could you see yourself as myth that they say women that just sexual don't have it upstairs? Is that a myth? Have you guys came across a woman like that, or could you guys see yourself in a relationship with a woman with a past like that? Honestly.
I've met with guys, and especially men and women, have to instill reality into the equation. In this day and age, especially in this culture, it's not likely you're going to run into a virgin. Not likely. I know there's guys who expect she needs to be clean and pristine, and so I can present her to my family like she's pure. You might need to give up on that to a degree, because, you know, there's some women out there who are doing some things that their parents don't know about. Same thing with guys, you know, thinking he's supposed to be this knight in shining armor. That horse has been shot dead and dragged down the street.
That's funny. Lisa said that too. That, I agree with you on that. That some women can't still looking for that man on a white horse to come rescue them. I don't know why that whole fantasy thing, but maybe that's because at sometimes little girls, that's what they're taught. You know, picket fence, a man gonna come rescue you, and then all these fantasy romantic books and TV and crap movies they be watching is unrealistic. But then some women get mad when I say that and say it's not realistic, Queen, because my husband does this and he cooks for me and he run my bath water. Let me say that all that used to happen to me too. In the beginning, they send their representative, hit me up now and let me know if he's still running your bath water and cooks.
and that's the whole thing. They get men and women get caught up in the illusion of what's being presented. That some people can be on their best behavior probably for a good 6 weeks, 6 months, might even be a few years. And then you got to find out if they, not only are they talking the talk, but are they walking the walk? Are they genuine about everything they do? Is it when they give you or do something for you, do they do that to for the embetterment of the relationship and to, you know, something genuine for you? Or is there an agenda behind it? Is this person always carrying a receipt and showing you, I did this for you, I did that for you?
Oh,
a genuine person.
I hate them.
That's, you know, pretty much micromanagement, someone holding someone hostage. But when someone actually does something for you, they don't expect anything back.
From the heart, they doing. And we got two callers. Thank you, and that's from the heart. Okay, Liberal and Lisa, you guys' lines are open. Ronan, that's such a good point, because that exactly from the heart. I hate for anybody keep throwing up every time you do something, because it ain't even sincere. Liberal, your line is open. Lisa, your line is open. What are you guys' thoughts on this topic?
Well, I think it's a good show. It should have been titled The Mythical Magical Pooch. Throw it up in the air and it turns into sunshine.
It doesn't work that way. It just
doesn't.
But, hey, look, Ronan, Lisa, and Liberal, y'all know that part on Harlem Nights. That's what he said. Red Fox says, I got a girl so bad. No, that was Della Reese. Throw her pussy in there, come up like sunshine. Made that white man leave his wife. Look, hey, honey, check this out. I ain't never coming home no more.
And changed his religion. Now, I mean, that was all, you know, infatuation. That was part of an illusion. Beautiful
the
girl.
Myth.
You know, she got the good heat going downstairs, but, I mean, hey, after you get with her, you know, live the day-to-day, okay? I've been in a relationship with my husband now. You know, Lord is willing, coming up here in November, it'll be 30 years.
Wow.
So you're talking about lost jobs. You're talking about dealing with crazy in-laws. You're talking about death of in-laws. You know, the sicknesses within, you know, his body, my body, the changes in day-to-day life, that's when you know what you got. That's when you know what you're made of. Sometimes right. it'll be high, high. Sometimes it'll be low, low. Sometimes it's just like, you know what? I really don't like you right now. I love you, but I don't like you. I laugh when I tell people I used to pay mine to leave. I used to give them $20. I said, please leave. I will pay you to leave. Give $20. You on them reserve nerves, brother. I said, take my car. It's got a tank full of gas. It's just like I'm just right here, you know? So that's the stuff, you know, besides a pretty face, big booty and boobs, or, you know, dude that looks good and, you know, he got some good pipe on him. What do you really have at the end of the day?
There you go. Exactly.
Exactly.
I think one myth that a lot of people think, they think that in a relationship, my partner is supposed to make me happy. And they don't believe in it. They have that myth that if my partner doesn't make me happy, there must be a problem, when they should be happy by themselves first, or complete by themselves first, then add a person in your life. Nobody's supposed to make you happy. Everybody's supposed to make you feel special. My only job, if I'm with a woman, is to make you feel special. Happiness is your own responsibility. And that's one thing that we got to teach women and men to get, because I hear so many people, oh, he didn't make me happy. And I'm looking at them, that was not his responsibility. That was your own.
Yeah.
That was your own responsibility.
Right. Yeah, he's right about that.
And you're exactly right.
And he's right about that, because there's a lot of people in relationships that use the other person as a emotional dildo to fill them up. It's like these people try to hook up with other people in order to fill that gaping chasm within themselves. So, which is not really fair, because how can you really say you love a person when you don't even know how to love yourself, or even know how to recognize true love in itself? And the one thing I did want to say about the chicks who believe that there's a they have the Midas touch between their legs, those who honestly believe that they have power in their panties, they do have the power to fuck themselves out of great opportunities. And 9 times out of 10, they do it.
Yeah. Exactly. And, Rona, you're talking about a woman, and Shonda, I'm sure you can testify, you've probably seen this, but you're talking about a woman that is using her lower base level of self to seduce and enrapture men, because she knows she's beautiful, she knows she's sexy. You're dealing with the lowest form of one's sexuality, and that's not going to hold a man. That's not going to get you to be introduced to the man's family. That's not going to put the ring on the finger. That's going to get you called in the middle of the night, maybe cast around amongst his friends. You don't. It only lasts for so long. You see these women, and they want to know, well, how come I can't get married? Because you relied on that. And to me, it's a very low self-esteem and self-worth. She really doesn't know how much her worth is if that's all she's relying on. How beautiful I am, how sexy I am, to keep, you know, enrapturing guys so that they'll buy me this, they'll buy that, they'll do this. But she wants something that's more tangible and more substantial. It only lasts for so long.
And let me ask you guys this, Liberal and Ronan, and Lisa, I think you recall this caller, because Covina, man, I asked you guys earlier if you guys, the myth that a woman can't change because of Angela, and I'm going to shout her out, because I want to say 6 months ago, she was the one asked if Ronan them can forgive a woman. I remember Stan being either in the chat room or he was online, but anyway, she had been sexual promiscuous since she was 13. She 26. At 21, she changed. But because by the time she was 21, she had over 20-some partners, they kind of went in on her. You know, and she was like, if I change, and I'm like, not like that. When she want to be honest and tell them about her past, men have a problem with it. So she had asked, like, before, should she lie and not tell people about her past? That's why it's funny, Lisa, you posted in the chat room, because the past, and she was like, so you can change, and that's a myth. This is what she's saying. You can change when you young. Why am I being judged on my past sexual partners?
Because some people will judge you on your past. And those people, those guys that will judge you on your past are not the guy that you want in your life. That's a myth that a lot of women have a problem with. That the problem I have with that is women don't come back with saying, you know what, if you're going to judge me for my past, I could judge you for your past. And we all have a past that we're not very proud of. If you're going to judge me for my past and you got a problem with my past, then you're not the man for me.
That's true. But if she can't find, okay, that's why I asked you, Covina Man and Ronan. Covina Man already said, I can't be with no whore, no hoe or something like that.
Okay.
This is
and
what
that's
she's
the definition
getting.
Of her being a hoe. And I'm sorry. A lot of men have that definition. I don't. Not because you are sexually active when you were 13 to 21, that let's say you come in meeting me. First of all, I won't judge you for your past. That's me. Second of all, if you are a cool chick, a self, and not a great woman, and you're great with me, why am I going to start jeopardizing that because of your past? I can't change your past. I can only go for the present of who you are right now. If you treat me with respect, if you treat me well, if I know you're my woman, and you treat me, I don't care about your past. I care about who you are right now. Because your past doesn't define who you are. The experience of your past defines who you are, and you decide to change, you change. And if people have a problem with your past, that's their problem. That has nothing to do with you.
Wow, Stan, you far and few, because I don't know a lot of men that would say what you said, but I would say you rare, because it seems like that's the type of man she needs to be said to her, because she having a problem finding one. But I agree with you saying then those aren't the men for you, Angela.
Those
they're
not the men
just
for you. If they judge you for your past, please, you could come back. Let me judge you for your past. We all have past we could judge. Are you going to like me for my past, or are you going to like me for who I am right now? We could change in 2 seconds. Anybody could change in 2 seconds. Anybody could decide, you know what, I was wrong when I was back in the day, now I'm going to change for me. And you could change, and you could meet a great guy, and you could change. You have to bring the best that you have to bring to the guy. If he doesn't see the greatness of you, that's his loss, not yours. Period.
Well, see, Scholar said he do care, and you do have to judge.
No, you don't. Well, if he wants to judge. But I don't judge. I look at who you are right now. If you're treating me well, cool. The past, I can't do nothing. That was your choice of you making your past. And if we judge, fine, judge her. But don't ask her to be your girl. Don't come back to her and say, oh, you did that in the past. Because she could come to you and say, so what? That's my past. Are you going to judge me the rest of my life? It's like when guys are cheating with their wives. But the thing is, I always tell women the same thing. Either you accept it or you don't. Because if you don't, you know what a lot of women do? They go back to the past that you cheated many times, and they repeat it year after year after year. Oh, 3 years ago you cheated on me. 5 years ago you cheated on me. And the relationship never works out because they always go to the past. Either you accept it or you don't. That's a choice.
But you know what, you guys, we know, and it's not a myth, but really, a woman will always get judged more. A man is just different. A man can have as many sexual partners as he wants. Society will not look at him as they will as a woman. So that's why some women...
I disagree with you. Here we do. Not in... If you go around the world, we don't. I've traveled many times around the world. They don't. Here in America, we have a problem with a lot of women think that they're hoes or they're this. Oh, let me not judge by other people. You go around the world, they don't have that problem. They know who they are. A lot of women don't know who they are. They don't believe deep down, I know who I am as a female. Who are you to judge me?
Okay, but let me say this to rephrase that, because Skylar posted a hoe is a hoe, male or female. I agree, but let me say this. Maybe let me rephrase this. Women are more accepting than men are. I'll put it that way then. I won't even put society in it. Let's just say a woman will be more accepting of a man's past with a lot of sexual bags or whatever you want to call them, bag them, than a man would with a woman with a whole lot of toes that she done tagged.
Well, I'll say something on that because, like, when it comes to the whole judgment thing, I expect to be judged because I'm looking at everything overall. And there's been times where I told people about my sexual history. I said I know it's been more than 60. It's less than 120. Now some women, you know, they get excited about that. Like, wow, you know what you're doing. And others, have talked, you know, called me a bit of a slut or things like that. And, like, so wait, I've told you my past is a matter of not disrespecting myself, but to let you know, like, there are things that I've done, but, like, I've learned things from that. But, you know, the thing keeps getting held over my head or something like that. Now, if you got people who won't let certain things go, like, as you've done long ago, then that's someone you don't need to deal with. I mean, because, you know, if we heard this thing about more women get judged than men, there's no more generality that's been cast out, you know, than on us. We talk every time you hear something like all men are hoes, all they do is think about sex.
That's true.
And, you know, and it's like there's selective hearing in certain arenas that keep this divide between us. Because there's some women, there's quite a few women who think about sex more than men, period. And then there's guys like, you know what, I got to look at life in general. So I got to take care of business first before all that. I mean, that's nice and everything, but that doesn't pay my bills. You know, and it just a lot of misconceptions out there, especially like that, because, yeah, men do think about a lot of things, but there's a whole lot of responsibilities that are expected of us. I mean, we don't have the luxury of reverting back to childhood and getting a pass that way. We don't. So that's something you have to consider. I mean, I personally, when it comes to dealing with a partner, I'll ask her about her past. Now, if you say you've had a train ran on you last night, then, you know, like, okay, don't expect anything serious after that. But if I know that you've done things like, this is what I've done, this is what I meant to, and, you know, and I own up to that, I embrace your honesty within yourself. That way, you know, like, if you can be honest with yourself, you know, and honest with me, then we could be better off. But if you want to say, well, you know, I did a few and certain things don't count, I'm going to start looking at you sideways. And it's going to be a tough road between us, period.
But let me ask you a question. If that same woman doesn't tell about her past but treats you like a king, why would you want to know her past? Let's say she treats you the best woman that you ever met in your life. She treats you, like, with respect. She's not selfish. She's treating you well. Sex is off the chain. She's a great talker. Everything that she expected of a woman. What would you come back to her and say, oh, by the way, can you tell me a little bit about your past? Why would you?
I can give you an example of that. There was the girl that I actually cheating on my girlfriend with wanted a serious relationship. And that situation, like, nah. Because, again, I really loved my girlfriend at the time. But I've been accused of cheating before it actually happened. And then when it did happen, like, I felt bad about it. She didn't give a damn about that. She was worried about what she wanted. So it didn't matter how she treated me. It's like, it was the whole situation. Like, all that stuff on the surface, you know, trying to be nice and everything like that, well, you don't give a damn about that person's moral standing and, like, you know, position in life, like what they think about certain things, like, well, I want what I want when I want it, then no. If it's all selfish means, no. But, you know, if this person, again, has done some things in their past, there's a whole lot of things you got to consider, a whole lot of factors, because that's a multi-layered onion in itself, and it depends on that person.
But that's what I
want
to know. What do you need to consider? If you're saying that basically if somebody's being nice to you because they're being selfish, I'm sorry. Some people are being nice to you just because they find you nice and they just want to be nice. That's a choice.
What I'm saying is it's a lot deeper than someone treating you nice. You have to figure out the whole thing is like about intensity and intent. There's a lot of people who can treat you nice for a certain reason.
What if the intent is good? Because do you judge people that the intent will be bad, or do you judge people that the intent is always good in the beginning?
I judge on everything.
I choose to have the intent is good until I see otherwise. Some people, the philosophy, you are bad until otherwise. I don't have that judgment.
So that means that's a myth then, right?
Yeah.
That means that's
a myth, because he said in his thing that depends on the intent. And then I'm looking at him, okay, that depends on you. Say, what kind of intent do you believe that a human being has? You believe that a person can be good or bad? That's a choice. I choose that the person is good until you show me otherwise. And some people in this world believe that a person is bad until you see otherwise. Those are two different philosophies in life.
But what I'm saying, y'all know the myth is if you love me, you forget about my past. Can you so then what? That's a myth.
I would say it's not.
Sexual relationships are myths. So apparently,
I would not say it's a myth because again, as I said, it's intensity and intent. If this person can, like just like we talked about earlier, this person can say they can love you all day, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but their actions following that do not match. What do you really have? Then you have to look at it like, okay, you got to consider everything with this person, period. How does this person treat themselves? How do they treat others? How do they treat you? How do they treat their family? Everything. You have to look at all that stuff. You just can't sit there and blanket statement like that, like, well, you can't forget what I did, then that's that. Again, that's their personal choice. You have to really dig deep and find out what this person is all about. If you can't do that, you can't establish any chance of building intimacy, like genuine intimacy,
which is why I asked that, Ronan. I just got an error message asking you that mm-hmm. is a myth, and I think you know. But we have a caller. We have a caller.
Okay.
Oh, God dang, I think this double up. I just noticed who got But I just received that error message saying that was a myth. So that's why I said, Ronan, is it a myth? That's
no.
a myth, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, there go your answer. Anonymous. So he said it's not. Okay, we got another caller, 931 area code. Double up, you got to give me a minute. Lisa hung up when I said double up. Caller 931 area code. You're on live. What's your name and where you calling from?
I don't have to give my name. You already know who the hell to be.
I'm sorry, cause let me tell you. It threw me off. It was just funny. When I noticed 202 was double up, Lisa hung up.
Yeah, double up can't be running off the female callers and stuff. You know, there's very few of them anyway.
Okay, Lisa, your line back on. Oh, did you drop? What happened?
No, when you said God dog it, all of a sudden my phone went dead. So don't be putting that off on me, girl.
Oh, okay. My bad. I see you called back up like, then you dropped what he did.
You said God dog it, and then all of a sudden my phone went dead. I said, that must be her friend on the line. Hammered.
Stop it, girl. Stop it. Go ahead, Scholar.
Oh, my God.
What did you want to share, Scholar?
Oh. Well, shoot, I mean...
Oh, I should say, what myth would you like
myth?
To share? Yeah, myths on sex and relationships.
Well, The whole Western concept of love, that is a fucking myth. That is a myth because love does not leave, you know, come and go as it pleases. It just doesn't. You know, you don't fall in love with this person, then you fall in love with another person. That is a goddamn lie everybody been sold to since the day they was fucking born.
But wait, let me
ask you
that. You
ain't
gonna
love this child,
and
you gonna love the next
one. But it's funny you said that, but really, let me ask you that since you brought that up. Lisa, Stan, Ronan, is that a myth? Can you love two people? Is that a myth? Can you love two people at the same time?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Yes, you can.
You don't think you can love one more? You really?
Yeah. You have six children. If you can love all six children, you can be in love with two people. Now, if you choose to act on that, that's a whole other thing.
I just don't believe that. I really
don't. You can. I believe that you can. And I believe you can have more than one soulmate in this lifetime.
That's true.
But okay, let me tell you why.
Let me give you an example real quick.
Please give me an example.
My father-in-law, God rest his soul, passed away last year. This is my father's husband. I mean, this is my father's father. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law was with him for the longest time. They had six children, 30-plus grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Things didn't work out between them. She remarried. I have an excellent stepfather-in-law. When my father-in-law passed away, my mother-in-law was there with her second husband, my stepfather-in-law. And when my father-in-law was going through all his sicknesses and illnesses, my mother-in-law would go and take care of him, and my stepfather-in-law was right there with her. He cried when this man died. he said, and I asked him, I said, you know, a lot of men would say, you know, you can't go over there. That was your first husband. It's me and you together. He said, Lisa, if I thought that she was going to leave me and go back to him, he said, I wouldn't be here. So there we are at the funeral, and I'm looking at the pictures. They had the grandchildren's pictures, and they showed my mother-in-law with my father-in-law, my husband's father, and then pictures of my mother-in-law with her now second husband. It is possible to love more than one person in a lifetime. And both of those men loved her, and they had the greatest respect for her, but it was how my mother-in-law handled that situation. They did not fight one another. They did not curse one another. They had the utmost respect and love. And my father-in-law, to the day he died, and he was with many women after her, she was still number one. So it's possible.
Okay. That I know what you mean. My daddy's the same way. My parents done divorced a long time ago, but he still holds my mama in a high regard, even though all the bullshit she done. He would not speak bad about her.
Scholar, that's what I call some grown folk business. That's some shit that sometimes those of us who think that we're grown, we know everything, we just don't know nothing about. I just leave that alone. I told my husband, I said, that's some grown folk business going on right there.
But see, look at the key what y'all said. What I'm asking, I do think you can love two people. Being in love and loving somebody is two totally different things. I don't think you can be in love, I don't, with two people. When you said like people with six kids, and let's be honest, a mother that have two or more kids is one she favor more. That don't mean she don't love them all, but it's one got her heart. It's always
right.
Going to be one special. This is what I'm saying. Same thing in love. Even if two women or two men seeing two women, is something about that woman does it more for that man than that other one. He got love for her, but he may be in love
people.
With the other one.
They're different people. I will always love my husband. I've been with him since I was 13 years old. It's
right.
Just something happened to our relationship, and we say, look, it's been a good ride. I will always love you. I want the best for you, which I do. And we decide to go our own ways. And I decide to get into another relationship with another man, and it's not going to be the same type of love. This is a different man. He's not going to be able to compete with how I
my
feel
point
about
exactly.
my husband. There's just no way. But it's a different type of love. This is a different man. It's not going to be the same. And why would you expect it to be when this is a different person? This is a whole different love life that you have with a different man. How can it be the same? Whole type of different experiences. Everything is different. Why would it be the same?
Exactly.
I was generally thinking of, like, because I've heard it before, I love two people at the same time. Me, I believe that's a myth. At the same exact time, the same certain way, that leads to a whole different show itself. But that's when the question was posed out there, because I've heard it, like, say, like, I love two people at the same time, or I love two or more people at the same time, the same way. Like, I don't know.
Exactly. I
love two bad bitches at the same damn time. The same damn time.
Yeah,
reason that question was posed wrong, and that's why reason why I brought it up. But the thing is, let me let Ronan ask that. Me personally, I just don't think. I agree with, at least I do understand what you're saying, because it is two different people. That's why I don't think, even if you loving them different, it's just one doing more for you than the other one. But Ronan, this person keep hitting me, so go ahead with your answer. Do you think?
Okay, what was the question again?
Can you love? No, they said be in love, which I kind of go with. Can you be in love with two people?
In your lifetime or the same time?
No, same time.
Yeah. Same time?
Or should I say, did you? Let me rephrase. Let me read that again. Ronan have it, Mars. Ronan, were you in love with two people at the same time, Brother Ronan?
No.
Ooh, I don't know if that hurt whoever. Why? You might want to phrase that better and say why.
Was I loving two people at the same time? No.
Yeah.
If I say it differs with different people. For myself, it's all or nothing. If I'm with you, you're that person. If not, then no. There's no black and white there. I mean, there's people I care about. I mean, there's a difference between caring about someone deeply and then, like, really loving that person. That's my all. But
you know, you get your limits, but that's a very interesting question. But
two ladies that you spoke of earlier, that you said one was your girl, okay, were you in love with both of them, or you just had love for the both of them?
I was in love with the first one. Like, I had an actual relationship with the one that I ended up stepping out with. I liked her. There was no love there. That at that time, it was I fed into the belief that there was this entitlement thing. Like, well, you know, if they're going to give it to you, then take it. But there's a hard lesson with that, because like ever since then, I was like, I had this whole thing, like I felt like I was deceptive in that whole thing. So since that point, I didn't even do that again. I never entertained that idea. So,
see, let me tell y'all why this is dangerous. Because women like this listening, if it's Stan, somebody listening, Lisa Pass, Skylar, Covina Man, what's dangerous about stuff like this, they can always go back and download.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's like collateral damage you can do to not just yourself but others, because like you got people who will feed off and like tell somebody they feel a certain way when they don't. So then when they actually see that they don't, there's a whole lot of hurt comes behind that, because like you got love and hate on both extremes, and usually hate starts eventually from love in the beginning, and vice versa. So again, like when it comes to a situation like that, like look, I appreciate, you know, your feelings and everything like that, but I don't want to venture into that situation. You don't do that. You know, I would encourage, you know, sane guys to do that. I mean, you got guys who can get, you know, men and women who can get a whole lot of sexual partners out there, but when you want something genuine as far as, like, love on that, that's it's best when it's concentrated. It's a lot better that way.
Okay, another question for the panel. Myth or truth? A cheater, can you forgive? Can you have a relationship with a cheater? Can you forgive one? Lisa, let me ask you that. Let me start with the ladies first. Let's say, myth or your husband, if he comes to you and say, Lisa, I mean, 30 years, Lisa, you 30 years. If
yeah,
he say,
babe,
you know. No, wait, Lisa, wait. If he say, babe, one night 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I stepped out and made a mistake. Will you forgive me? Myth, can you forgive? 30 years.
Yeah, I can. Now,
I've gotten
older. I matured a lot in my 20s. I probably would have been sitting up here lying and sticking my chest out and been full of a lot of piss and vinegar telling you, well, I do this and I do that, and know damn well I wouldn't do half the shit I'm saying. But I could give him, after 30 years, same piece of trim. And, you know, I could forgive him. Now, this is not going to be a repetitive thing now.
No, I said
this, you
no.
know, if this happened again, now I got to cut you loose. But I can give him a pet.
Are
now,
you serious? 30 years? 30 years.
30 years. I mean, you know, hey, 30 years, girl. I mean, if that happened one time 10 years ago, I think it's something that we can sit down as two mature adults and get. And it happened.
There you go. That's the key. Mature adult.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just lit up the. Ooh, this lit up the line. I got
it again.
Ooh, my goodness.
That's me. I've been with this man. Listen. I've been with this man since I was 13. It has not been no off and on. This has been permanent thing. This has been consistent. He's the only man I know. Now, if he, within these 30 years, if he has, I have not stepped out. Now, if he has, then I don't know of it. And, you know, I'm the type of woman, I'm not going through no pockets. I'm not checking. I don't have time for that. Now, if I find out something, then, you know, we'll have to work on that. But again, y'all, this is me. It has never been no on and off relationship. This is on. And I am a serial, die-hard, ride-or-die monogamous. I mean, it's only
right,
one man. I'm telling you, it's all or nothing, honey. It's all or nothing. So, but again, that's just me.
Wow.
I'm going to open up T. Smitty line, and I think that's Rico line. Double up, you got to give us, wait, one second.
Huh?
Let me get that. Miko, your line off and T. Smitty, your line. But Stan, let me ask you. But you said you wouldn't judge, though. You said you wouldn't judge. Right,
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't judge and everything, but that depends if I'm able to take it or not. And if I'm not able to take it to forgive her for cheating, then I would say no. But that depends how am I able to do it. Because the thing with cheating is, I once she tells me that, she expects me to forgive her and to never talk about it again. The problem is, a lot of people, they say, I forgive you. And then later on, 1 year, 2 years ago, oh, I remember the back in the days when you cheated on me and blah, blah, blah. And then
see, that's a myth right there. I'm glad you said that, Stan, because that's a myth. Because I agree with you. If you can sit down as an adult and say, never bring it up again, that's a myth. Because what I detest is when people in a heat of an argument bring up the past.
Exactly.
We already said, that
exactly.
Picks
that
me off.
You never forgave that person,
off.
And you never got over the cheating.
Exactly.
And if you're not able of an adult to get over that cheating, that means the relationship is over. Because you're going to come back to it over and over. You're going to attack that. You're going to say, man, I got to attack her in a certain way, so let me go get that card of cheating. Even though I promised myself I would never go there. And a lot of people do that.
Well, that's the problem. That you got a lot of people who say they want immediate forgiveness, but they expect you to completely forget, and that is going to take a long time, depending on the person.
I ain't got time for that though. But T. Smitty and Miko, y'all line open and double up. Let them please talk first. Your line open,
okay.
And double up, but let them talk.
Go ahead, Miko. How you doing, Sugar Dumpling?
I'm well, thank you. I think I'm past, I'm over the whole cheating thing and, you know, sniffing behind somebody, worried about who they're sleeping with, who they're not sleeping with. I really don't care anymore, or I refuse to care. You know, if they want to go and have their good time, go and do it on your own time. I really don't care. You come back, you come back. You don't come back, you don't come back. That's just the way it is.
Really,
Miko,
but would you let them? Would you let them?
Yes, why not?
It depends, right? It do depend, right?
Depend on what? Depend
on
what
they
what,
did.
What?
You said if you come back, but don't it depend on the situation?
No, not really.
Really?
I'm over that. Like I'm beyond getting upset over what dudes do on their spare time. You know, if they go, they have their fun. You know, just don't bring nothing back. I really don't care.
Wait a minute, hold up. If they go have fun, when they come back, you okay?
What's your phone number?
Okay.
I ain't there yet.
Shonda, can I keep it real? Shonda, can I keep it real before you bring the show killer on? All right, before you bring the show killer, don't double up on. I love the messing with him, but
his line is open. Double up line open. I just
hold on,
him
but
to
hey,
let me come in.
Let me get this out for you, Bernie. Come on. All right, here's my thing. One, I judge. I ain't lying. I say I judge. I ain't gonna lie to you. I admit it. If they don't like it, they go fuck themselves. But anyway, here's the thing. This is how I feel. People mess us up. You can forgive someone, but you're not gonna forgive. If a woman cheats on me, I'm out. I don't care about the reason. I don't care if she cries. I'm gonna dump that bitch. Tell you how I'm gonna do it, and I'm out. That's how I'm gonna do it. I'm out because they ain't no single me with that.
But
they
what if
no
you marry? What if you marry and you said for better
alimony
word,
check
what
in the mail. Alimony and child support. Put alimony and child support in the mail. I'm out because you think about this. Let's be honest. Let's be real on this. Not too many people come up and say, "Hey, baby, I was cheating on you." No, people will take that shit to the grave. To the grave where they get busted. Because I'm out because guess what? Best thing to know that I'm getting DNA tests and everything. Make sure these damn kids ain't mine. They mine or not too. So,
see, I think that's wrong, though. See, I think that would be so, double up. You need to mute your line. I'll mute it for you. But that's not right, T. Because see, the thing is, okay, if you marry and she cheated, you say you leaving. Why you got to get the DNA test if you didn't get them before then? Because she cheated,
well,
now
hey,
you want a DNA test on all the kids.
Well, hey, you know, all I'm doing is saying, hey, I went by her word, and I felt like you broke your word to me. I got to make sure. So, because I'm going to assume that she kept her word to me. And my thing is, because the thing is, what happens is, let's be honest, these people ain't everything cheating. Maybe you might have diseases and all that. You might have kids that ain't mine. And I ain't like, well, me and life, but stuff when it comes to cheating, they ain't no continues, no do overs, no go backs, no warp zones. There ain't none of that with me. I'm out.
But
you know,
I ain't mad at you, though. I kind of agree.
But
I was just
let me
Nico
ask you a
said that. I was just. I think when you're there where she at, that's good. I'm just not there yet. I'm kind of with T. Smith
stop
on
it.
That because you
stop
can't
it.
Go
you know,
have fun and come back. You lose my number, my address, and everything, and you go do you. God bless you.
But let me ask you, Smitty, if you continue doing what you needed to do with your wife, I agree with you. But Smitty, if you stop doing what you needed to do with your life, like paying attention to her, caring about her, things like that, and she cheated, she could come back to you and say, you know what, I cheated because you were not the man that you used to be. Being treated the way that you used to be.
No,
If I ain't the man that I was that you met, why is she still there? Leave.
Because
you're not the man that used to be, or anything like that. In a relationship, you're bound to change to some degree. People need to be realistic about that whole thing. And when you look at the whole thing about cheating, it is not, when it comes down to it, it was a choice. It was down to their choice, what they wanted to do. They can always blame it on emotion or some deficit that you weren't providing, but you chose to do it anyway.
Wait. Are you telling me, as a man, that as a, if I tell a woman, I start treating her well, I start doing what I need to do, that basically it was her choice? I can't look at myself.
She can always leave.
Did I
she can leave, man.
She can leave and do whatever she wants to. She don't have to stay.
Stan, I pray look at you, Stan.
Because they don't want to be alone. A lot of people say because they're scared that if you leave you, they will not find somebody.
That's the problem.
Forget that. If you are a person in demand, you're going to find somebody.
Stan, I got this, Stan. This is the thing. This is what I tell women. If they complain about me, why the hell are you still there? If I ain't giving you what you want, leave me alone and date somebody else, or you tell me it's a problem, I'll leave for you.
Because the thing is, everybody has their problems. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their problems. You jump from one man because he did this, and then the next man got that. You do this thing, and then the next person got that. You know, everybody has their problems. And eventually, you have to say to yourself, how many times am I going to keep jumping around just to encounter another problem with somebody else? You have to kind of weigh things out. You say, is this problem something I could deal with, I could live with? Because you've got your set of problems, too, and somebody has to deal with your shit.
Exactly. And I agree with what
you
said.
I agree. It is what you choose to put up
with.
But, Nico, let me ask you this. Because Self-God posted in the chat room, he couldn't forgive what his wife did. That's my thing, Nico. But when you can't forget, like when you say, go have your fun and then come back, whatever, when you're done, my thing is, don't you have stipulation on what it is that you'll tolerate and put up with?
Everybody has their limits, but my limits are, you know, like I have more practical limits, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to focus on these emotional limits of, oh, you know, my feelings are hurt, you know, I can't believe he did this, I can't, her pussy can't be better than mine, all this other, you know, I'm not focused on that. I'm more focused on what is practically going to hurt me and what I'm trying to build for the future and what is not going to break me as far as what I'm trying to build for the future. If you are out there fucking up your credit, I really care about that more than you going out there and fucking somebody. I'm sorry.
So in other words, you just want friends with benefits, pretty much, in other words.
I want somebody who is going to add something practical to my life that is necessary to me getting to a final goal. Him going out there and having sex with somebody else, is that going to break me or make me? No, I'm me. Nobody can break me or make me other than me. But if somebody's recklessness is going to come back to bite me in the ass, you know, like we're living together and we're doing stuff together and he's out there spending money that shouldn't be spent or he's out there putting stuff on credit that's going to bite me in the ass, yeah, that's what I care about more. I'm sorry. Those are more the practical things that I care to focus on.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. That makes sense, but okay, if he out there having fun, financially, mm-hmm. sexually, let's say, because he taking other women out, as you worried about the money, he's spending money on her, he taking her out, he buying her things. My thing is, if he cheating, whenever he leaves, that's not in the back of your mind that he's going to do it again. You can forgive that?
I choose to say to myself, I'm not going to focus it on it as in the traditional sense, oh, he's cheating, you know, all this other stuff. I just say he's doing what he's going to do as long as he doesn't compromise the position in which I think things should be set, then he goes and does what he wants to do. We're all human at the end of the day, and we all do things. But as long as you're not messing up my flow, and I'm not messing up his flow, then we don't need to have a stress out. Because a lot of people, they complain about a lot of things, and they have this drama session, these crying, these tears, and all this. And what do they end up doing? Forgiving them and going back to them. So what is the point of having this drama, this crying? Oh my God, I can't believe you did this for like 2-3 months just to go back to them.
That's just 2 hours.
No, that's true. I agree with you on that, though, Miko. I do agree with you on it because I don't understand women either that. But like I said, what I don't know won't hurt me. But I cannot be not knowing that's what you're doing and still you're with me.
You always know anyway.
You always know deep down. You know, if you go and you have to go on your Dick Tracy, you know, spying on this, looking through people's phones,
looking at the
computer and all that stuff, or you have this feeling that he's doing something, you always know in the back of your mind. So it's either you either deal with it or you're not going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? It's either one or the other. You just have to do it in a practical manner.
You know, coming back to what I said, I truly believe that a lot of people are together and they shouldn't be together. One believes monogamy is the ultimate, like Keith Smitty and you. And some people don't. Some people say, no, it's not. It's not for me.
Hold on, Stan. You misquote me here, bro. This is my thing. This is my thing on this. I feel like if you go in with your word and your bond and telling the truth and being that way, you're all in. I'll be the first to say, if I ain't all in on this, I ain't doing it. Hey, so my thing is this. I always say, if I get married someday, sure, why not? I'm not going to do it unless I'm personally all in, because I don't want to waste her time or any kids' time to keep up on my part. But see, the thing is, monogamy's not dead. The problem is that you got people who are so worried about the other shoe drop, or the sky fall with me. Mm-hmm. If the sky fall, I'm out. Hold on, Stan. I'm almost done here. What I'm saying is that I can't worry about shit I can't control. I can't control grown folks. The thing is, cheating is a choice. no matter what happens. They have an option to leave or cheat. If they want to cheat, that's on them. I'm out. If they're gone, hey, I charge you the game and keep them moving. I'm a pretty strong person. I can always find another woman. Women are like bus stops, in my opinion, because there's another one coming. There's another one 2 minutes away. So that, I'm not going to waste my time on somebody that don't want me. Y'all may waste y'all time if I don't want y'all, but I'm not.
But I agree with you. I mean, the problem is when we have one person that has your philosophy of once you cheat, you're gone, and another person doesn't, that one's all drama. Like, I have more the philosophy that monogamy is not the all that shit that it is. And a lot of people say, man, you cheat, you're gone. So the people
are you mad enough to tell a woman that to her face that you don't want to be serious with her? Or do you have the balls to tell a woman, hey, I don't want nothing serious, I want to date other chicks? Do you have the balls to tell her that?
You have the balls to call her bitch in front of her face. I mean, do you have the balls to tell her, hey, I don't want no kids? I mean, really?
Yeah. See, a lot. I ain't trying to down you, Sam, but I'm saying a lot of people say what they want to do, but they ain't got the balls or the ovaries to tell a woman that or a man to their face.
Yeah. No, but they could respect that. A real man or a woman will respect honesty.
A real woman will make me dinner and clean my house.
I know that sounds like it's like if they really respected honesty, we wouldn't have even half the shit we talk about on air.
Sure, yeah.
That's true, too. But that's why I said real men and real women will respect the honesty. See, that's why I say sometimes women won't sugarcoat it. Sprinkle shit on sugar. It don't matter how you say it, just say it.
Because not going to do it. Not going to do it.
They should want to take the hurt now, but hurt a whole lot later. They should respect it and appreciate the honesty in the beginning.
But that's the reason people are not being honest, because they don't appreciate it. Many guys telling you will not be honest because, hey, what's the point of being honest? If I'm honest with this girl, I'm going to get it. So I'm not going to be honest. If they would appreciate, like you said, we wouldn't have the discussion. Men,
let me ask the ladies, Lisa and Miko, would you appreciate that if your man said to you, it just, I have thoughts of being with other women. Would you accept that?
I mean, you know what?
Respect that.
We are sexual creatures. I love my husband. I respect my husband. I honor my husband. But I'd be a damn fool and a liar to sit up and tell you and everybody on this line and everybody listening that I ain't seen some good-looking, sexy men that have made me stop doing what I'm doing and say, that show is nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my inner hole. I got the times I got to grab hold of my inner hole and say, sit down, bitch. Don't you do that.
I respect that. I like that.
But see, that's when I got that whole blood. You know, we all got that whole bloodline. That's when you got to say that shit down. So I have to tell him, you know what, baby, I understand because he works with beautiful women. He works with sexy. When he comes and tells me the type of stuff that he goes on, I know that my husband is devoted, but this man is not dead, nor am I.
Right.
But if that's what is something that he felt like he had to act on, and I'm not that type of blood, then we, you know what? You're not happy here. Clearly, you want to explore this. I'm gonna have to let you go because that's not what Lisa wants. And I can love him, and I can let him go.
But see, you know, Lisa, what I don't understand.
At the end of the day, and again, this has been years. This has been years of me being with this man. I want him to be happy. Despite the heartache and the pain that I may be going through, I want him to be happy. And if he's not happy yet, what happens? He starts to resent me. He starts to get angry. I don't want no man like that.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm like, T. Manny, honey, there's another one coming, and he'll be ready for what I got to give. And, honey, I'll live and go on.
But reason why I asked that question, because everybody relates. But then when Chad Ochocinco did to Evelyn, he told her on national TV, I'm a football player, I'm a want other women. She say, cool, long as you tell me. But when he did it and she found condoms, the guy had buddy, it became a problem.
She lied to herself.
She knew what type of man he was with. And he knew what he was getting into, too.
I don't even take that shit serious.
But like I said, the
point is, he did tell her. That's what I was bringing up. The point is, rather it's fake or whatever, he said to her, I don't know if marriage, if we should. She know, he said, because I have thoughts. It's other women. I have things. It's okay. He said, you sure? You cool with that? She go, yeah. Long as you tell me, rather it's fake for TV or whatever. My point is, he told her. Rather it's scripted, whatever.
But people lie to do what they want.
Most chicks can't accept that because they're not being straight up. They lie because they want. They feel like they could change somebody, and they cannot change nobody. And honestly, I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been when I was a little younger, where I was like, oh, you know, it hurt me, and I was so sad and depressed of leave me alone, get away from me, I can't believe you cheated and all this other stuff. And you know, and did the same stupidity. But then, you know, as the years went on and I went through self evaluation and, you know, really thought things over, you know, I said, do I really care about this as much as I used to anymore? No. Is this really affecting my life like that? No. So, you know, I took a whole new perspective on it, but a lot of women aren't going to do that, and if they say they are, they're lying a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because they just want to trap you with what you want to hear, just the same way that you do the same thing to them.
Like I said,
I agree with to a degree with Miko is saying, because Miko will say, he says that now, but wait till he gets some of this. You're not sunshine.
Exactly.
You are not sunshine.
Robert's been a political correct.
It's so good, if you threw it in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Everybody
saying they got kryptonite in it, and some of them swear to God they do.
Kind of like a lot of people say, the thing is, many women think they pussy the Maltese Falcon. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
You know, if I tell women before, I'm at the stage of my life, I'm looking for a wife, a kid. If I'm later on, if they feel that way, so be it. They like, well, I can change your mind. I can do this. I'm like, why would I change my mind? And that's how a lot of them get burnt, because I'm still being who I said I was. It's up to you if you want to stick around or not, because you're not a five-year-old. You make your own decision. I'm not going to hold your hand. You know, and so a lot of them do that stuff, and they blame the guy. Well, see, I don't date men, so I can't speak from y'all side. So y'all help me out on that one. Yeah, y'all say men do it too. The thing is that I date women, and I say, well, shit, she keeps on here. Obviously, she. I say that was her mouth today, but actions probably saying otherwise. She cool with it. Next thing you know, she mad at me because I just doing what I said I did at the beginning. So let's just be honest here. You damn you do, damn you don't.
Well, that relationship wasn't genuine in the first place. If you tell them up front what your intentions are, and they say they initially say they're cool with it, but then they try to go around and reprogram you into what they want to be, it wasn't genuine in the first place. That's another problem in itself.
Okay, but let me ask you guys this, Miss. If a woman comes to the men on the panel, rather be Ronan T. Smitty, Stan. Who else on here?
You just don't know who I am.
Scholar. No, okay, no. I have to go down the line and look at everybody's number. Okay, but let me say, if she come to y'all and say, look, I ain't looking for a relationship either. I just want a bet.
Cool.
Cool.
Save me a lot of money and time.
Cool. And y'all serious?
Yeah.
Damn right I am.
And if I
well,
have
I guess
a problem
that ain't no
with
myth.
If I have
ain't
a problem
no
with it, then I have to be man enough to say no. I don't want that. I want a relationship. But if I don't, I'll just have to say cool.
I don't know how many men would be honest with that. I really don't. I appreciate you saying that.
Sandra, I got a personal experience of mine. I had a chick tell me straight up she only saw me at sex. I was like, sex, cool, you know. I was like, sweet, I ain't got to buy this stuff for nothing. I ain't got to feed her nothing. So, this is what happened. See, a couple weeks later, she's like, come on, how come we always over your house? We can't do nothing. I was like, you said you only want to sit. I treat my woman out in life in the town to do stuff with her like that. You said you just want to sit. And guess what? All we doing is having sex. Maybe you should have opened your mouth. I said, choice you told me what you wanted, and guess what? I'm giving you what you want.
Yeah.
Choice is the consequences. There's too many people want to add, and like late in the game, people want to add audibles and put the Wildcat for offense. I'm like, no, it's what you said in the beginning. You know, there's people, I mean, it depends on that mindset. If they're down with that stuff, then that's what they're down with. If they're not, they'll say so in the beginning. But there's too many people who want to force their way on other people later on down the line, and that's where all the problems come from.
Yeah,
so,
don't change the rule of what you want
what
in the
call
beginning.
Them, Ronan, career victims.
Career victims. That's all
you
they
get uppercut by the bus driver.
Yeah, it's that or the Princess Peach syndrome where they want someone to help them save themselves from themselves.
That's like an
Let me ask you guys another myth. Let me ask you guys another myth on sex and relationships. How many women have heard men say, and men, how many women have you heard say, when I put it on you, it's the bomb, and then it's not? That's another thing. Stop saying what you are if somebody else saying, I hate to hear that when people, I'm the shit. Like T-Smith just said, or women be thinking they shit, really, or what the least. Throw it in there and come down like sunshine.
Yeah, give me the whole fact.
Yeah, the mythical, magical cooch.
Now,
yeah,
when you get up and a man tell you that, that's different. But I just hate for people to just go on and on about themselves that when until he had this, you just wait. Then it ain't all like that. Then you mad because he laughing and talking about you.
Here's something I want to ask, Shonda. If these individuals say, my sex is that good, it'll change your life, it'll change your religion, who do I talk to if I have a product dysfunction or a recall? Do I call customer service? Is there a number I can call? Do I keep the receipt and show someone, look, this pussy's defective? Who do I talk to? Who do I talk to?
I call Patel and say, look, I want my buddy back. Y'all gave me a defective Barbie.
There's no 30-day or 90-day guarantee or warranty or extended warranty or something like that because, again, there's a bunch of mismanagement or product malpractice that people put out there. Like, ooh, this will change your life, and it'll put you to sleep in a bad way.
But that's what I'm asking the men, and I'm asking Miko and Lisa as women, okay, how many people have said that to you and it was true, or is it a myth? Or after you have it, and they'd be like, then she did all that talking, it wasn't even all like that. Or was it what she said it was?
I need you to tell me how to break it to a guy when they're no good.
Straight up.
Please.
Tell him.
No, because
ego don't handle that.
Contrary to popular belief, the male ego is very fragile when it comes to that.
That was a woman.
You are right. You are correct. I'll be straight up with y'all on this.
It is not. Tell him.
Look, Miko. Here's the whole thing. Like, I've ran into individuals who were sexual lepers, I'll say. Now, it all depends on how you put it out there. Because, again, like, you can't. There's some, like, you know, if you had a choice, you would have shot them. But to be responsible and respectable to other people, there's ways, like, if they're not good in certain areas, if they're flexible, if they're open to criticism, you can make them better. If you show them certain things, if you go together and, like, read certain things, get information to where they can learn more about themselves other than just, like, come with these backwards expectations, like she's supposed to be this porn star of lure, like, the first time. There's just some people who don't experience certain things. And that's either the lack of knowledge or the lack of understanding of certain things. But as long as you present the information to them and they're down with that and looking to be experimentative and all that stuff, then that's cool. But if you have someone who is sexually inflexible, who's saying, I'm not going to do this, no way, no how, whatever, you guys are not sexually compatible, and you guys can go in your separate ways and find who works. Other than that, just expecting a guy who's supposed to beat your back out on the first night, that's hit or miss. I mean, you think you're like some guy
true.
Like
and then, Key, I'm with Miko and Ron. It's funny you said, and then you do hear men say, ooh, when I'm going to blow your back out.
Yeah, I mean, even the guy who's out there packing major wood there's some women who's like, you know what, that was a waste of time because he didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was in there trying to, you know, do some bad stuff, and he didn't understand that me screaming wasn't a good way. There's people who think just because they have so-called equipment that, you know, they're handling their business. There's a whole lot of people who are just out there making things bad on themselves and others. So.
Yes.
And then go lie to your friends.
You go lie to your friends.
I've been faking it with this dude for like 2 years now.
No.
Like,
girl,
like he's like a B minus.
Wow.
A B minus. Damn, he has a B. I know you gonna keep that. That you neglecting yourself.
And you providing false hope for the motherfucker.
But
That's on you, Miko. You expect the honor roll student, okay? Not everyone is going to be honor roll. If he's got a B minus, he's passing, okay? Some chicks
will
wish he had
a B. He's not passing on my level. That is a failure.
Why are you showing
what you like?
And that's the whole thing.
But he has a set idea that he's like, the thing, you know,
what you gotta tell him, because I'm part of this too, boo. That's what you gotta tell him.
I mean,
he has a really nice personality,
and everything about him, I really like him, but he's just whack in the sack.
Oh, see, girl.
Oh, wait, Miko, does he even know this, Miko? Have you even shared this with him? Because if he doesn't, then there's a problem.
No, I haven't
spoken
to him about it.
You ain't saying nothing.
And
so my nigga, when it comes to
that,
how do you do if you know that you're not happy? And when it's time, and see, you got him thinking he's doing something. So when it's time,
I know, and I feel bad.
Shoot,
it's starting to get to me, you know, like.
Like, communication is key in this arena more than anything. No guy is guys. I'm telling you, guys are shitty mind readers. Right off top, I don't care what you say. Like, he's supposed to know. No, the hell he doesn't. If you don't say anything, if he's not paying attention to your body language, you have no right to complain. Sit there, disgruntled, say he don't know what I want. Open your fucking mouth.
How long you been talking to him though?
But wait, because communication, I agree with Ron. But how long you been talking to him? Y'all in a relationship? It's a relationship or just what? Sex or is committed?
Well, we used to be together, and then we broke up. And then, you know, like maybe like 7-8 months ago, we started sleeping with each other again. But we hang out and we spend time together, and you know, I really like spending time with him, but you know, his sex is kind of like a little whack.
You're complaining.
But you know,
like,
what,
Miko? A little whack.
Straight up, we're talking about being responsible. That is on your fault because you say nothing. You know your body more than anything. You know your body more than anything. And if he's ever asked and you say, well, you dismiss, you know, the whole thing about him trying to figure you out or whatever, then that's your fault. That's a lot of fault with other people. If their sex is whack and you continue to allow that to happen without saying anything, you have no one else to blame but yourself. Nobody.
That's it. Don't sit there moaning. It ain't good. Got him thinking you. Why you ain't saying nothing? Because you ain't doing shit.
I'm gonna be tough with this. I'm sorry, I'm gonna take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
It is idiotic to expect him to do better if you don't tell him. Because to be honest, I had a woman tell me, hey, I like if you try this, try that. I was cool. She thought I'd be upset. I said, no, because you let me know what was up. And I said, okay, I respect that. And But see, everybody will have feelings. But the thing is, the longer you stretch it out, the worse it's gonna get. That's why I tell women, if you don't like a guy, you like somebody else, dump him. Right then, because it's only going to get worse.
Right.
Wow.
I
feel bad for you, though.
You know what? You can't really feel bad because you allow this to happen.
No, let me tell you the reason why I feel bad for her.
I mean, it's not like he's the only one out there. You know, like, I'm not, like, exclusive with, you know, any
But y'all get mad at me, though.
No wonder you ain't saying that. You get
y'all mad at
somewhere
me,
else.
Because you got traffic.
That's why you wait a minute. This is why you ain't saying nothing, because you got somebody else. You get fulfilled somewhere else. That's why you ain't saying nothing.
You fucking up, me, bro.
But wait a minute. I thought you said y'all back together. If this committed, Miko, you know you won't.
No, we're
doing that.
Me
not
and him are not back together. Me and my other ex are back together.
You know
but,
you fucked up, right?
The goddamn spider web up here.
But me and him are still like talking to each other.
But see, reason why I said I feel bad for her is because even though it's not the most important thing, I'm with Rona, it should be communication, but it's not good when you liking and feeling somebody and the sex ain't good. That's why I feel bad. Nobody should go through bad sex. Dang, nobody should.
It's your choice, but again,
yeah,
Miko, you created, I mean, with all due respect, Miko, you created this clusterfuck on your own. And you got a guy who don't know what the hell's going on, and he's assuming he's hitting home runs, and he's nothing but beating himself.
He's
in
first
like,
base.
He's
yeah,
better
than rounders and shit.
He didn't
motherfucker can't play T-ball.
And you talking about he thinking he's like Derek Jeter, and he don't realize he's part of a lineup. Like, he's batting ninth in the batting order.
Yeah,
so.
That's
all
what she said, guys. The male ego. That's what she asked y'all. She don't know how to say it.
Who cares about his ego? You have to say, hey, I don't like this. This is what I like. If you don't want to fix this, I'm out. But I gave you the common courtesy. Who gives a fuck about him? He got to worry about himself first. Because if he doesn't like it, she can't control how he feels. You know?
Yeah.
All she can do is be upfront and honest.
See. You know, again, I'm with the fellas on this one. If you're genuine about your situation, there's people who are down with that. That's a reality. There's some people who get down with that. But if you don't sit there and be deceptive and mislead people, like leaving out or omitting some facts of what's going on, then that's on you. When you come down to it, you sit there living a lie and expecting you're looking for co-signers. That's yours. That's your situation.
Sorry, we don't do that around here.
Miko, do you love him? You just said you care about him or do you love him?
I care about him a lot. Or I would have told him the truth a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't care about him, I would have told him the truth about it a long time ago. But I don't want to hurt his feelings.
You don't want to hurt him.
Man,
but
you may hurt his feelings for a second, but I bet you he'll get over that shit in a minute. Because you tell him the truth. I mean, the truth bleeds clean.
He can only
but you feed him that goddamn bullshit you are right now, that's something his ass ain't might not get over with. Because he'd be like, bitch, you could have told me that a long time ago. We could have got this shit on point.
Could have given me a chance to fix it. Because to be honest, ladies, I'm going to be honest, y'all ladies. 16 ladies, y'all don't understand this. If y'all up front, well, us men, we can overlook a lot of shit that you came up with back in the day.
But I'm kind of with her. Some male egos is fragile, though. But when you get older, now that's when you're younger, but when you older, I'm with them. You do got to tell them, because that's not fair.
But Shonda, some guys hurt themselves by not being realistic, just as some of these women are. But if you tell a guy straight up, look, I'm in the game. You might as well charge me right now, or if you see what it is and it's cool with you, cool. Other than that, it is what it is. But so many times, I don't want to hurt this person. But still, you're really like being a cancer. You're just not saying anything for like 2, 5, how many other years. And then when they finally find out, they mad as shit. Because you didn't give them the opportunity to know right then and there. Look, I'm out here fucking. You know, you're like 6 in the batting order. So what are you going to do?
Or you didn't give me an opportunity to say no or yes.
No, and that's selfish.
No, but see, the thing that why I say I feel bad, because my thing is when she do tell him, and Rona's saying years, but she said 7, 8 months, the first thing he may think is, so this whole time, if he knows you
hold on, somebody
satisfied,
know
satisfied, he might ask you with somebody else satisfied, you then what you going to say?
Some people ask stupid questions, but look, if it's, again, if you're being honest with them up front, say, look, this is the situation. I'm with other, I'm not committed to anybody. I'm out here doing me, and that's that. You know, and if you don't like that, tell me now, because anything after that, that is on you. You tell them straight up what it is that's going on. It is on them to choose where to roll with it or run away from it. Now, if you come with this deceptive nature, saying like, well, I'm all about you, baby, you know, it's all us, and you still doing what you're doing like now, then that's all on you.
But no, Ronan, what I'm saying, okay, let's say Nico come to you, but no, let me say she comes to you. See, this, when she says she don't want to hurt his feelings, see, this my thing. So if a girl say to you, well, Ronan, I'm not, you, or she don't say nothing to you like Nico doing. My thing is when she finally tell you and you say, but damn, it's been 7 or 8 months and I wasn't satisfying you, what was you doing? You as a man automatically wouldn't think somebody else was satisfying you.
A lot of times, like people tell themselves, like, you know, once you get cocky, you start getting sloppy, and you start paying attention to certain things. But if she finally tells me, like, look, you weren't doing this a certain way or whatever, that's all my fault. But again, in those situations, I ask questions. The whole ego thing goes out the fucking window. I said, what is it that you like? What are you into? Like, if you like things a certain way, show me something. That whole ego thing doesn't help anybody. So, like, look, I'm not a mind reader. Like, every respective woman is different. Whatever works for one woman doesn't work for others. That's where a lot of guys get messed up. They say they can do the same old thing. That doesn't work. Some women are into pain. Some women are into being gentle. Some like what they like. That's where the whole, again, it goes back to the whole communication thing. And there's so many people who...
And let me say this. Covina Man just posted, is there any doubt why many women don't know who their baby daddy is? Because the women we know, all women are not whores.
Some hoes.
I just didn't want to generalize.
Well, the thing is, like, there's people who manage to lie and use deception to get what they want. There are some hoes who actually get the ring, but once they get it, they find ways to tarnish it and everything it stands for. That's the problem. There's some who go into the guys that, yeah, I'm a good woman, I'm this and that. There are good women who are getting their back blown out of the hotel while we're speaking. So good is relative. It's a relative term.
Oh, she paid for it.
Well, let me say this, you guys, there's 3 minutes left in the show. Anybody want to join in the after show? 347-884-8239. Wow, I knew this was going to get deep, but I didn't know it was going to go there.
It's a multi-layered onion here. Most people are just, with this situation, like, again, the major problem that happens in these relationships is the lack of or piss poor communication. One person
honest communication.
You know what I'm trying to assume the person knows, but they don't.
You know what the problem is though? It's like I listen to y'all talk about the women talking about hurt the man's feelings. They're too worried about being perceived as a slut and shit. A lot of times you just want to get laid, we cool. Or just be honest with us. It's kind of like you were saying about the man's sex game.
But you think that's what it is, though, that they worried about being conceived? You think that?
No, they worried about how they look. Because think about this. How many times every man or a woman comes to them about a situation, they kind of leave a little white lies out, make themselves look bad. Thing is, we all fucked up. You know, we all done stupid shit for the other person opposite sex. Some of y'all the same sex. But I'm saying opposite sex, both of them did stupid shit. But the thing is, My thing is, I could say, hey, if I was to Nico, I'd be like, hey, if I ain't pleasing the way you want, the first time out, second time out, let me know. Let me know what things you like, because I could fix that and could make that work. Because I feel like that's me as a man saying, hey, I would do whatever it takes to please you. Now, within reason, you know, but you got it. For people that give people opportunities, if that person's mad about that, that person ain't for you. Cut them loose.
That's what I kept on saying. If a man is going to judge you for what you did, the man is he's not there for you. He's not the right man for you. And the women have to get over that bore, hole, and all that shit once and for all. You're going to be judged no matter what you do.
And let's be real.
We know most of today's women took a lot of dick. Let's just be honest. We know it. We know if y'all if y'all been to college, y'all been to spring break, no, y'all fucking. We know that. Not too many of us that
delusional. Since y'all saying that, how many women and they know that men always talk about oral sex? If a woman ain't good at that, do you got a problem telling her?
She
ain't doing it right.
She ain't gonna. Yeah, I let her know. She ain't gonna get a call back from me.
No.
I don't like my dick feel like roast beef.
What?
look like pulled pork when she got done with it. Nah, I ain't doing all that.
Look, the whole thing with when it comes to the act of sex, if there's something that's not satisfactory, if you sit there and you talk to a person like, look, this is what, you know, this is what you can do to
thanks
make it better.
Thanks, everybody, and Hannah, if you guys have to show us a minute left, again, 347-884-8239, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like if they're open to listen and like, okay, they're like, okay, well, I want to do this better, then that's cool. Like, there's room to, like, grow. Like, look, you're going to take it for what it is. Like, okay, either he's going to accept that or not, or she's going to accept it or not. So if you don't say anything or not looking to make things better, you have no right to complain. None.
That's true, too. Because it's just that I hear my male cousins, just the fact that they like getting oral sex. But if you know that part where Bernie Mac said, what you want me to say, stop, I'm going to let her keep doing it till she get it right.
Yeah.
You got to learn.
Exactly.
Practice, man.
Some
not
men
a game.
Don't. Or won't
we
say anything.
Practice. Not a thing. I mean, not a game. Practice.
I mean, look at it. We're in the age of technology where we can Google stuff. We can go to the bookstore and read up on stuff. That's where you start not just learning how to do things better for each other, but you learn more about yourself. But there's so many people who deal with their girlfriends who don't get dick on the regular, or you get bad sex, or you got guys who don't know what the hell they're talking about who use porn as their reference. So you have to go to the source. Like, look, okay, I understand what you're getting. You start to, you go fishing for information. It's like nothing different than college. You start finding out information for yourself because the real education is out beside the walls of schools and homes. You got to figure some things out for yourself.
Man, when I was a virgin, that's what I did, man. I used to get a lot of sex books that used to teach me things on the female anatomy because I didn't know, but I was like, shoot. I ain't about to be no laying the sack type dude, so at least let me learn a little something. At least let me get the mechanics down. That way, when I get to the actual application, you know, I know something.
Yeah. Scholar, see, Scholar, you're better than me. I learned mine because I waited till we had Cinemax on a free weekend, and I watched the Shannon Tweed and Manuel playing the Gout.
No.
Hey, I was watching
the Cinemax. You know that free Cinemax on the weekend. No, but you know, but there's a dope. Dollar's right, because I fought the Kama Sutra like 10, 12 years ago. And boy, you talking about women, hey, my performance went a big time after that. But that stuff like that ain't man enough to say, hey, I want to get this book. I want to be the best I can be on this. And you learn about a lot of different things. And it only makes it better.
Yeah. I mean, plus, you know, on the guy side, there's guys who feel that shame, like, well, you know, I don't see why you're doing all this, you know, a weak-ass dude. A lot of times, there are guys who want to do that on the cool, too, or they do that on their own. They just don't want to look bad in front of their boys. Look, if you do what it is that you do, that's what you like. If it makes your weenie wiggle or it makes her wet, that's what you do. Some chicks like getting beer bottles smacked by their head. Okay, that's them. Whatever works between you two to make each other happy in that arena, y'all talk about it. If y'all on the same page, it makes things a lot better instead of like you crossing your arms and he's sitting there pounding away clueless and you over there complaining to your girlfriend. What point is that?
Right.
So you need to have a huddle with your dude, because if he don't know what he's doing, you have no right to complain. Like, he don't. Because he doesn't read Braille. Just doesn't.
I know. I just want to find a way to ease it down on him where he doesn't get his, like, whole thing shattered, like, his whole heart, like, everything, you know, like, guys are very sensitive about that. Like, when you start to complain, just even a little bit, or make any note about it, they'll be like, well, what are you talking about? I lay it down all the time.
Well,
you know, my wife never complained. You know, different stuff. Like, they'll say, and you don't know what to say. Like, okay, maybe his wife never complained. Maybe it's me. I don't. You don't know what to say to make him absorb the information without me taking, like, a hurtful stance at it, you know?
If you care about somebody, you'll find a way to talk to that person. Like, if they'll appreciate the fact that you're straight up.
Has anybody ever been approached with this? Has anybody ever came to them and said, you need to change it up?
Yep.
And what did they say to you?
Who want to go first?
I'll go first. I'm on. I'm open. She told me that, hey, Alex, the first time with me, say, this is certain things I like. I was like, that could do, hope you can do it with me. Cool. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm good. Because I knew what she knew what she wanted. She told me, and we fit. Because the thing is, you go, sometimes there is no easy way. You know, sometimes you're going to get, sometimes you may get your hand cut. You can stick your hand in the bush. Sometimes there ain't no way around it. You know, sometimes you may get your hand, you know how you watch those movies? And that guy tied that thing around his mouth, because you know he's going to scream, because you got to get that key to get out. Either he's going to burn to death, or he's going to put his hand in that fire to get the key to get out. That happens. So sometimes there's no easy way. So sometimes you got to put, you know, you're going to have to tell him. And all you got to do is say, hey, I like certain things like this. You don't mind trying this with me or like something like that. And that might be your best bet.
Shoot. Well, I was told that I was all right, you know. I was told that I was all right and that I was serious. I mean, but this was my first time, so I mean, what you say me to do? I was trying to knock it out the ballpark my first time, but yeah, I was told I was not. I was too serious, and you know, I could have done more or whatever, you know. And I just took that and was like, okay, well, you know, I'll pay attention a little bit more next time I'm on that. But I mean.
I remember being told when it came to oral sex, it's like I was not being I was a little too relentless, because you know, once you climax, you tend to be a little sensitive. Some women can take that, others couldn't. So it was suggested like that. Okay, cool. I'll put a footnote or post it on that, a mental post it, and like go from there. Things got better. But, you know, when you have someone who is, like, all about themselves and thinking about, yeah, I'm going to knock this out the park, you don't have to sit there and pound away to get things done. You know, it's like when it came to a lot of situations like that, and they didn't happen often, we often went to the bookstore or to the adult video place and found some things. Like, there's tutorials to learn things, and like, well, damn, that looks good. Let's try that. Well, I've never heard of this before. You start learning a lot more. You start becoming confident with each other and yourself. So, again, it goes back to the whole communication deal.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, Miko. My first time having sex, all I did was close my eyes and push. always gotta break the tip from people.
Wow.
It's a minute, we gonna keep you on the prayer line, brother.
I had to break the tension, dog.
You gotta close my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right home, brother. That's all I can say. I hope you got the right hole.
I made sure I opened it first, then I closed my eyes.
Any hole is the right hole.
I don't know.
Hey, it depends on the truth. It might have been the right hole, huh?
Have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Close my eyes and push.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
It's so nerve-wracking. It is really nerve-wracking. Like, people, like, women, when you're young, people, they hype it up, and they make it sound like it's going to be, like, this wonderful, romantic, awesome time, and all you feel is pain and more pain and annoyance. And then somewhere near that very end, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can pay me to go back.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. I don't want my virginity back. Nope.
It's all good.
Not at all.
Lord, have mercy.
It's like the first two times. The first two times, I would just skip those over. If I could be reincarnated after those first two times, that'd be awesome. Yeah, like.
There you go.
I mean, still, you know, you had to be careful about that anyway, because I've had a virgin before, and no, it's not easy on both ends, but still, you have to be, again, there's a lot of communication, sometimes there's a lot of lube needed, and really, you have to be attentive to the body language as well, because the body speaks too. So,
yeah,
that there's a lot of things that people have to consider more than just, well, I'm about to get mine.
Yeah, you don't want nobody like that up on you. And if a woman
yes.
is something that you don't want to do, then you don't do it. And yeah. I mean, you know, if a man is sin, she really don't want to do this. I mean, a man of integrity.
And then sometimes you need
to
reconsider. Sometimes you have to sit down and you have to reconsider. Like sometimes you say you don't want to do it, but just shelve it for today. And, you know, maybe 2 years down the line, maybe a year, maybe 6 months, it may sound better to you. You know, women, like, they'll put it in their mind from that very first time, and they'll say, you know, that's not for me, never. But then, they, you know, when they grow, they don't even think to, like, reopen that thing again and say, you know what, maybe I should reconsider this, you know, for this point in my life, because I'm at a totally different point, you know, like, a lot of women,
yeah.
like, let ex things out in their teenage years, and their vagina's just not ready to handle that at 16, 17 years old, you know, like, some of you are still making decisions based on that in your 30s, like, you know, open some things, some options back up again for yourself.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with waiting. Like
yeah.
I said, no one has never died from not having sex, but certainly there are people dying from having sex, so there's nothing wrong with waiting. I talked to quite a few women that gave up their virginity and just so regretted it and hated it, and it's just like, why? Well, you know, it was prom, and everybody said that's what they were going to do, and it was such a horrible experience. I mean, I think that is not the business. Like, don't do it.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about how horrible it was then, because that shit doesn't matter now. Like, I mean, it's going to be horrible whether you do it at 17 or 28, you lose your virginity. It's going to be horrible. So just get that shit out the way and fucking forget
about
it.
I think it's a case-by-case situation.
But,
I'm not going to say it's going to be horrible for everybody. Everybody's different.
Amigo, I want to say with all due respect, for a moment there, you sound like the shittiest sexual motivational coach for me. It will be bad. You will have nightmares.
Well, you know what? When you sit down and if you're a girl and you're trying to get knowledge from the older women, I mean you don't even want to listen to them. They just turn it into the most horrifying thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's with the right person. They love you. You love them. I mean, it can be a beautiful thing. It's, you know, it's a case-by-case scenario. But certainly we don't want anybody to be pushed and pressured into doing something that they really don't want to do. It's not going to be a good thing.
No.
But if it's
no
something
pressure.
That you want to do, the other person that wants to do it, y'all are vibing, energy is there, it can be a really nice thing.
Mm.
And one thing that people seem to be pressured at in these teenage years is oral sex. There seems to be a lot of pressure about oral sex in the teens and preteens these days. And, you know, I just want to say, and this may sound a little just like flippant to you, but your mouth is going to look ridiculously run out, just like a vagina, if you keep starting at like 12 years old.
I mean, it's just too much.
Like,
you know what? So
the Joker just came to mind from Batman. Why did you have to say that?
No, because some of these young girls, they don't know that their mouth is going to be looking like a 20-year-old whore. You know, like. It really does get stretched out, and that because when you're a teenager, you just suck anything. You know what I'm saying? You don't have any discretion. You don't make any choices.
Three words that sounds real bad, real horrible right now.
Okay. You just choose any dude that you see that looks interesting at the moment, and you take them back with you to give them oral sex. And it just looks, you're just going to look horrible. And it really does run you down. You have to have some selectivity. Just because you can't get pregnant off of it doesn't mean that you should just let anybody up in there.
Wow. Okay. So much to say on that one.
But I've been seeing it a lot. It's really you see them by the time they hit college at 18, 19 years old, they just, their face, you could tell. You could just tell who has been through it.
You know what? I know what she's saying. Because
I used to think the chick was so cute, and
for some particular reason, she just looked like her mouth was just so sick. I'm sucking too much dick.
Yes, her mouth looks stretched out, and her bottom lip is dilapidated. It's just a horrible sight.
Miko, you should narrate sexual horror films because you are the business with that shit. That is...
I'm telling you.
Wow.
All I can see is the Joker.
Why so serious?
Yeah, exactly.
This is all kind of bad.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, if you want to see, look at my little goddaughter, and you know, it's a sad thing to say, it's my goddaughter, but she looks run out. If you want to see an example of what you're gonna look like if you keep on, it's the truth.
Wow.
And I'm not afraid to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying?
The legal
procedure is
called on the offense.
Well,
that is a 15-yard penalty.
Keeping it real sounds fucked up. That's
not right.
Damn. Nico, y'all try to talk to the young lady and tell her she needs to slow her roll. This is not cute, man.
I've tried. I have definitely tried, but now she's working as a stripper, and she's just doing too much. Yeah.
Charge to the game.
Ooh, child.
Yeah,
no.
She's working in Atlanta in Magic City. Some of y'all probably know her who is listening out there.
Don't give her no
publicity. Don't. Miko giving all the tea as the gay children
say,
honey.
Miko, with all due respect, I don't want you to advertise shit for me. I'm cool. I am cool.
Miko, let everybody know. Lord, have mercy.
I have nothing
to
advertise as far as you're concerned. I don't know nothing about
Wow.
But you know what? You're right about the tearing down of the body. Shonda and I were talking about this. You see some of these young 20-year-olds, and they're just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
All fat, and like Shonda said, the boobs look like udders.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, we didn't look like that at 20. But these young girls now, I said, God damn, Sam, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, the horror.
Yep.
Somebody done a whole type of aerial assault on your ass. Sit down.
Man. See, ladies, this is what happens. When you commit yourself to the game, your ass will get clowned with no fail. None.
Especially to the wrong type of man that's just doing all type of whatever, you know, they're talking about getting his black backbone out. I don't want nobody doing me like that, doing all type of aerial calls and Cirque du Soleil and WWF moves on my ass.
Yes, exactly.
Slapping
and choking. Now this ain't it. You get your ass killed. I don't understand. It's a whole different generation.
Hey, I saw a chick. She was older than me, and she did that to herself. She tied rope around her ankles and then tied it around her neck, and she would stretch and finger herself, and it scared the fuck out of me. I had my phone ready to dial 911.
Exactly.
That is too much. That is too damn much. I mean, I consider myself, a person that has a free spirit, but, like, there has to be some limitations you have. Like, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any limitations whatsoever on this new breed.
Ladies, if you're listening to this, I know you're hurt right now, but there's ability of allowing yourself to have unchecked traffic running through you. Any orifice you pick doesn't matter. Once you have sinkholes in certain areas, it outside of rejuvenational services.
With a lot of that is going on. And you know, Ronan, a lot of these some bitches walk around wearing these damn adult diapers, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing them so much now, y'all, they come up with a line that actually looks like underwear. So that just goes to show you. There's a whole lot of folks doing some unnatural, ungodly things going around.
Do they make those in board shorts?
Yeah.
They got a song lying out. I don't want
to find this shit. You know, because
what's the point of a song line?
I go down to that aisle. I said, who's buying this shit? Because it's like always gone. Always gone. They must buy this shit at late at night when nobody can see them.
I'm going to keep my ass in the house for a good 2 weeks. It's not safe out here.
Really?
Safe. You got chicks out here who every time they sneeze, their labia slaps their ankle. That shit should not happen, but damn it, that is bad.
Are you talking about me?
Labia look like mothra wings and shit.
If you jump off a building and hang glide across one side of town to the other, that's not, that just ain't the business.
That shit looks like a Venus flytrap.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see nothing like that. Girl.
You see more.
No, that's too much. And, you know, you see some of these movies, some of these men, struggling balls look like they hang down to the back of their damn knees. It don't make no sense.
There are guys who experience the case of bungee sacks, like, you know.
Bungee sacks? Is that what you mean?
I love this. I mean, these are jokes and everything, but, I mean, this is a sad reality. This is some people have these conditions that, you know, either they've done to themselves or it is some freak of nature type of situation, but still, people need to, like, look on not just the internet, but go to the clinics and get things checked out. And if they can, get them resolved. Don't just, you know, make excuses and start, you know, having hurt feelings about certain things. I mean, the information is out there. I mean, there's some things that we can stand to learn as people. That's probably the number one killer out there is ignorance. And some people take pride in, like, not knowing certain things. Like, there's some things I won't do, but I'd rather have the information to know what's up about it. That way I can tell someone else or know for myself. But
exactly.
I agree with you on that.
What?
And on that note, we need to talk about how dudes need to wash under their balls.
Oh, my goodness.
And that tank, man. Get that tank, too. That tank, real
good.
Let's
just say, They mamas can't teach them everything, okay?
I'm
sorry, I had a daddy. He taught me that shit, but
Because that is just too much.
It smells like a sewer under there.
Oh, God.
Wow. Look. Again, the whole thing about parenting and that aspect, if it's not from the mother and father, it should be from a relative or someone that you can trust to keep it 110 with you. Some things might be gross, but you have to know these things. You know, there's bacteria that can grow near your genitalia. I mean, guys, you don't want that, you know, from under cheese steak sandwich. You know, and you don't want to build a Krispy Kreme donut between your legs either. So you have to go and find out everything about sex. Everything about sex is not about birds and bees. There's just some real life stuff that goes on. You have to learn about the pH balance levels, about woman's vagina and everything, especially women thinking, you know, erection is supposed to come on command. But there are certain things that they need to know, too, because nagging and pretty much things emotional or mental can affect that, too. You know, so it's a lot of stuff that we can stand to learn instead of, like, well, you're supposed to do this. You know, it's ignorant.
You're right.
Yeah.
He said, Chris is on that now.
You know what I heard? That there is this new machine that they're trying out. It sends electromagnetic pulses to the vagina to, like, give it a new life to it, like a new energy that, like, it'll, like, recharge the current in a whole new way.
What?
Are you saying they have vaginal jumper cables? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much, right? Like,
I'm
excited
it's out here in
Hollywood.
That's where they do all that.
I'm excited about it. I think it's a good idea.
Wow. So you got bedroom roadside assistance to come out and look. My pussy ain't acting right. So come on here and give me a jump.
I hope they offer AAA with it so I can get that discount every time I need a new jump.
I'm going to have to pass.
I'll just pass on that one, y'all.
Yeah, what is the big deal? Like, honestly,
No, it's all right. I don't need no jumper cable. Smash. You know, maybe if you was in the porn industry, you need to do that. Or Playboy model. You know, like the G-shots that they do out here and all that type of stuff. And women are having their hymen sewn back in. Can you believe that shit?
I've heard somebody who did that before. I know somebody.
All type of anal surgery.
It actually works.
They have that done too. You have a new booty hole put in. See, that's what happened when you've been using it wrong. It's all right.
Well, that's another thing that most people don't talk about, because if there's a lot of traffic back there, you're subject to a rectal prolapse. And you can experience one vaginally too. But, you know, when your intestines fall out of your ass cheeks or, you know, your vagina.
But I ate.
people really need to know this stuff, because a lot of people just figure, like, with porn, you know, or just the basic stuff on sex is, like, enough to know. It's a lot deeper than what most people reveal. There are things that can happen. There's certain sexual conditions or diseases that people don't know about, and then, like, they assume it's one thing, but when it's something completely different. So it's better people, like, go in there and find the information for themselves, and they can share it with others, because there's a lot of people who are either in bad situations or dead or dying because they didn't know.
Women have two prolapse uteruses. And again, you know, a man is not meant to get on you and all that pounding and all that. I mean, who wants a hysterectomy? You know what I'm saying? Before you need one, if at all. But that's what happens. You have to go back into the emergency and have to have the uterus placed back. To me, that's just, you have no self-respect for yourself to allow to be treated in that manner. That's to me, that's not sensual. That's not sexy at all.
It's not.
Yeah, you know what? That's one thing I heard. There's one group I'm in, and like bottom women. And those, you know, both black group, both of black. And those women, some were in their 40s, 30s, maybe their 30s or 40s. A lot of women said that if the man ain't packing at least 9, they ain't giving him no time. I heard that a lot. And I'm like, one, now I ain't going to lie to you. Hey, you know, it's cold outside a lot of times with me. But the thing is, that's required when you find a man. But they always want to say we want to chase these video bitches. But let's be honest, most men date the average everyday looking woman. And I'm not demeaning women in any way by saying that, but just a regular looking woman, you know. But I've seen women, and they're serious about it. That this dick ain't like a damn sea biscuit. They ain't hollering at them.
Those are size queens. I know two ladies that had men like that. One of them was married to her first husband. She had all that going on, and she was miserable. She cheated on him with her boyfriend, and he didn't have all that, and she said the sex was better. Another of my friends, she had a boyfriend like that. By the time he got finished with her, you guys, she could not laugh, cough, or damn sneeze without being in pain. I mean, that's just
wow.
That don't turn me on. That's the same one I'm talking about right now. I don't want nobody stressing me out like
about.
That. It's ruining me. No, thank you. No, thank you. I will pass on that. Mm. They can have that be all woe out, show out if they want to, but that's not about happening to your girl. No, thank you.
Ladies, the same one that I'm talking about right now, he got a 9, and it's still not working for him. That is not a criteria
to go
by.
What the fuck?
Miko, you know,
part of his blood type? We're talking about a situation.
Miko,
you need to talk to
Miko. I will plead ignorance since I never had dick before, so I don't know if 6, 9, 14, whatever that works. So I'll leave that to y'all.
Every woman is different.
It's not about all of that. Honestly, it's about just the way that it fits and it molds in your vagina and the way that they're able to work it. Of course, nobody really wants under, like, a certain point, but, I mean, 9 is an unrealistic goal. I think more of a realistic goal is 7. It's a little bit more of a realistic goal.
Every size. I mean, people just... Like, dudes just up and pick their dicks, just like they hike. I mean, hell, I can't help that I'm short. I mean, I didn't ask for this. You know, some things can't be helped. Look, some women are not going to have, you know, Buffy the Body asses or, you know,
exactly.
Big ass titties like Pam ass.
Exactly.
Learn to make do with what you got.
I find it
but
crazy.
I think it's such a prevalent, I think, T. Smitty says these women say this so much that if a man hears this and he is not that size, then that makes him feel bad. That makes him feel less than. And these women have to really watch what they say.
Because to me, it's just, really.
You're going to leave a good quality man. We're going to treat you. If you're not going to work with the brother and tell him what it is that you like. I mean, if this is somebody that you love and, you know, there are some things that you can work on. There are some things that you can do. But, you know, everybody's different.
All these chicks that want to give advice, they've only had, like, one or two dicks in their life, and they don't even know what the hell that they're talking about. They have no sexual experience, no sort of learned experience or experience that they've had on their own, and they keep spreading around these things, these little sayings. I don't know where the hell they're getting them from. You know what I'm saying?
I know where they're getting them from. They're getting them from these Eric Jerome Dickey books, these Zane books. They get gassed up from that, like, ooh, I can't wait to have that. And then these be the same ones who complain, man, my intestines hurt. Or, you know,
yeah.
I can't see the ribs and all that stuff.
I
like,
please.
You got to know what's
first
good for
foremost,
you.
Why would you sit there and read this stupidity? That's what I want to
say. Because they have no lives.
Because if I'm going to sit there and I'm going to read a book on my spare time, it's going to be something educational or something that's going to help me advance myself, not about some sex. No, these are about women who don't get none. Because if you're reading it about it, that means you're not getting any. You're wasting your time. You're 50 Shades of Grey bullshit. I'm so sick of that book. First and foremost, whoever wrote that book is not really having any real sexual experience either. They're getting that money. You know, all you closeted church freaks or wannabe freaks been reading it. Oh my God, I can't believe I've read such a thing.
Church folks.
Girl, wait till the movie comes out. You know the movie's coming out.
Movie,
to a theater.
TV show, I mean.
Church Folks is
true. You don't
even got a damn magazine. I saw a magazine out at the supermarket. I haven't read the book.
Oh,
I have no desire. You know what? I think at the end of the day, you talk to your partner, and then y'all work, you know, you tell him that you have something to tell him. I mean, because he needs to know. If he does, like, you know, the fellow said, if you don't tell him, how is he going to know the changes?
But most don't tell anything. They figure you're supposed to know that. Like,
exactly.
like her thoughts are supposed to be your thoughts through osmosis.
Exactly.
Is beyond bullshit.
Yeah.
Now,
if you don't have no honesty in a relationship, you won't make it. You won't make it. You can't be honest with your partner. Why the hell are you with that person?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, are you in love with him, girl?
She got, no. You can tell it, Mika.
Wait, are you asking me?
You
asking me about the dude?
Yeah, do you love him?
I care a lot about him. I'm not going to go through the love.
Okay. It's a yes or no answer, goddamn it. That's not
an answer. Pretty much you're going to the funeral. Pretty much you say if you die today, you'll go to the funeral.
How about you just continue the relationship then? Is that okay?
I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm going to do right now. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I care a lot about him, and I can't say that my heart is conflicted right now. You don't understand.
We can feel.
Do you think he's in love with you? Do you think he's in love with you? Is he in love with you?
I think he might be in love with me.
Is that why you're so conflicted? Is that why you're so conflicted and you don't want to tell him because you don't want to?
There's many reasons why I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted because I really care about him, and there's part of me that does want to stay with him, even though the fact that he really can't fuck, like,
Goodness.
You know what, girl?
Why would somebody want to stay with you like that? You say that shit about
him. Don't let it go, girl. Let him be with somebody with that'll be more compatible for him, and you find yourself somebody to be more compatible for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, girl, because when you said it like that, I mean, it's a wrap.
Here's the whole thing, and I agree with Lisa on that, because you got this situation, and hearing what you said, Miko, saying, you know, he can't fuck. Now, here's the whole thing. We talk about communication again. You come with these expectations, saying he's supposed to know, he's supposed to do, and everything, and you haven't said nothing. So now
I'm
going
to talk to him. I just have to find the right way to do it.
Here's what I'm saying. You would be highly pissed off if you like, man, baby, how was it? Your pussy ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be mad as a motherfucker. You're like, well, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying on everything. Like, okay, if he is sexually disabled, in a sense, there's a way you can fix that. Because you'd be surprised how the person would feel about you and respect you to the fact that not only you kept it 100 with them, but you helped make them better in spite of their deficiencies.
And there's a part of me that wants to help him, that wants to find a way to help him in a way that's not going to hurt him on an emotional level.
But, Bingo, let me ask you something.
Okay.
How do you think he would feel if he listened to this show?
Well, and here it goes.
I don't know how.
Are you afraid of him?
He doesn't know that I'm talking about him.
Are you afraid of him? Are you afraid of him?
I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him. I just don't want him to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want him to be hurt.
But are you guys exclusive relationship?
Lisa, I see what you're putting out there because you're putting out this expectation, Miko, saying he is supposed to fuck and he can't fuck. You put out there he can't fuck. So if he's listening to this broadcast, seeing how you are able to communicate this with everyone else except him, how do you expect him to feel? And how would you feel the same question? Like, damn, Migos wish you was trash. Like, and I'd rather stick my dick in a cup of stew if I can do that again. How would you feel?
I mean, I'd be very devastated. And that's why I don't want to hurt him, cause him pain, emotional.
There is no easy way around it, Miko. I thought you'd say over and over again. There is no easy way to do this. If you can't control how he's gonna feel,
if he's upset about it.
But you got all you can do is take solace and you was upfront and you told him the truth.
Yeah, you were honest. Nico, be honest with him with respect. That's all you need to do. After that, the way he feels, you can't control that part. You can only be honest with him with respect and tell him how you feel. Tell him, show him what do you like when you're making love with him. Show him.
Yeah.
Hey, some people, when it comes to sex, they gonna be in special ed, like my black ass. But I mean, at least I'll get it through the like, you just gotta believe it.
No. You gotta show him, Miko. You gotta tell him you're not only doing him a disservice,
but most importantly, Miko, yourself. I mean, because are you guys exclusive?
No.
No.
Are you looking to marry this man sometime in the future?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, why? I don't, you know, I'm just asking questions here again. If I'm overstepping my bounds, I mean no disrespect.
No, you're not overstepping your bounds at all.
Woman to woman.
I really like him.
She really likes him.
And the thing is that I don't know if there's a lot of his personality characteristics and qualities that are definitely what I am looking for. And right now he holds a majority of those characteristics, so I wouldn't want to, you know, just dismiss him just because right now I'm not completely satisfied with his sexual performance. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to elevate his sexual performance to a level in which that I can, you know, be pleased with.
Miko, is he exclusive with you? We're going to keep it 110, though, because right now you have put yourself in the box of a walking contradiction, straight up. Because you're expecting this guy to miraculously turn into Mr. Marcus or whatever porn star of your choice, and you haven't told him a damn thing. You haven't given him a template. You haven't given him a fortune cookie. Nothing.
You haven't shown him what you like, what you don't like. Did you show him that you were making love with him?
His personality is not going to get your rocks off.
Yeah.
Which is going to affect your whole feeling about him. Again, you said you don't want to dismiss it, but again, you just get out there in your own way. He is a sexual leper, and he is really not doing, he's not fulfilling me. But again, you come with this engrossed sense of entitlement without even providing a solution in the process. That's what makes you
provide, I want to provide a solution, and I'm trying to come up with the best solution possible that he'll be able to absorb in the right way. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't have control over that, Nico. You don't. He's going to absorb he's going to absorb it. In the right way, the wrong way, there's no way you can do it until you're, like Smitty said, honest and respectable with him. There's no right way because you can't control his feelings. He's going to come to you the way he's going to come. He's either going to come to you and say, okay, there's some stuff I need to improve, or he's going to come like, hell no. You know, and that's nothing you can control about that.
Okay.
Not in control. So you're asking for the impossible, trying to be like, well, don't be mad, but you can't fuck. You're
yes,
asking quite
no.
a bit.
Yes.
You're asking
you
quite a bit.
You don't have control over that. You don't.
And is he exclusive with you, Miko, or does he think that he's in a relationship with you and you alone? Does he know that you see other people?
I think it's the latter.
No, he doesn't think that we're exclusive, but he doesn't. We don't really discuss all of that.
Y'all sound like you're shortchanging each other. But
yeah.
That's just my opinion. And you know that
you're hearing it
from an old broad that's married. So you know, I mean, for all that's worth. But it sounds like to me, y'all are both really shortchanging yourself, emotionally, spiritually, and sexually. You don't sound like you're really happy.
Basically, y'all starting off dishonest. I mean, really.
You don't sound happy at all, darling.
Yeah, I agree.
And you're young. You're beautiful.
And
no, that's not inequality of life.
I didn't really think that it was going to get to this point, honestly. I didn't think that we would be with each other for this long, like, really, you know, spending this much time with each other. I thought that we would have probably aggravated each other by now to the point where he would have not even been an option in this whole thing. But, you know, he really had changed from the person that he was like a couple years ago. The little things that he used to do that were really, really aggravating and annoying, he really did cut those out a lot. And then, like, right at the same time, my other ex, like, he came back in my life, and...
Oh, Lord, you open a door for other motherfuckers, man. Okay. Keep on going.
And I'm like, and I'm stuck right now. I'm really stuck. And I'm deeply, what?
You're not stuck. You're not stuck. What do you want, Nico? Do you want to make it work with this guy, or you don't? What do you want?
My heart is really stuck on this other guy, but then there's a part of me that has grown really close to this other dude.
Mm-hmm. You're stuck on somebody else.
You know what? I would advise you do not have sex with any of them and no one else until you get your heart and your mind right.
When you're
tied up in the flesh like that, and that's two different men, that's two different energies that you're taking in.
Yeah.
And it's really tearing me
apart. Like, you know, like, because I care about both of them.
So you have two men that you care about. Not just one, two.
Hold on, one at a time.
Yo, Miko, I'm going to say this with all due respect. You're only stuck because you choose to be. You open the door for another individual who you're feeling, and you're keeping someone who you don't really need, obviously, hanging in the wind, believing that there's something there. And you are the centerpiece of this. So the thing about you have the choice to either be happy or sad. You set this situation up for yourself. I mean, it's like you're trying to have the best of both worlds. But really, you're fucking yourself out of the situation.
Yeah. But both of them make me happy in two different ways. And it's like, it's hard for me to choose.
So you're saying one of them
satisfies
you sexually and the other one satisfies you personality-wise in the other way, right?
This is the problem when people try to make...
Not exactly.
Okay.
People are trying to make patchwork relationships. I got one guy who does this for me. I got one guy who does this for me. And you're actually turning yourself out into a sexual pincushion in some way or another. You're really
That's
fucking
like,
yourself on a really
like,
solid
relationship, really.
This what's is how it is. So the guy who
one
brings
and the other doesn't.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now, one guy, he has this great personality. We connect on a like on a mental level. Both of the guys, we connect on a mental level in two different ways, and they see life in two different perspectives. And I appreciate them both a lot. They both have kids that I adore, and they have
amigo.
You're
no,
trying
no.
to justify your concubine.
Ooh, God.
That's all you've been doing the whole time. This guy does this. You got your own personal toolbox of what tools you're using to satisfy your life, basically. That's a whole lot of shit. It's a whole lot of shit, and it's taxing on you, your body, and everything you got. That's why you're feeling
and your
is,
mind.
Anything about confusion. You have a lot of stress because that's a whole lot of people and their lives to manage.
Yeah.
Already, every person is going to come with, a sane person is already going to come with 7 to 15 different personalities as is. And you are trying to have more than your handful and say, well, I have my cake and eat it too. I can manage all this when you can't. You can't. That is not realistic. You're trying to strong arm fantasy where reality is present, and that's why you're going to hurt yourself and other people. That's what a lot of people do. That's in situations like this. This is why straight up brutal honest communication is vital, because you are trying to fuel. I mean, both of y'all are trying to live lies.
But she says she's not in a relationship with those guys, so she's
Richard, your line is open, too. Sorry, everybody.
This is a mess.
She's saying she's dating those guys, so she's not in a relationship.
Hey,
y'all, can we let Richard get in? Because we got to have a few minutes left.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard.
Hopefully, if it don't hang up.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, we like Lisa, and because she tends to contribute. She gets in there and talks. Pretty
we
much straightforwardly. But look here, Nico is being a hoe. She's
whoa.
Creating this problem.
Whoa, Richard, come on.
Hold on.
Hey.
She's fucking two guys at the same time, okay? And she's conflicted about it, and she needs to hear the truth. All right? She's not a pussy.
Hey.
She needs to hear the truth, damn it. And so the point is that think of it from these guys' standpoint. Now, we haven't heard their position. We're just hearing it from Nico's vantage point. But the point is, imagine a good guy wanting Nico. I haven't seen Nico. Nico, I would love to see your YouTube. Tell me where it is. But the thing of it is, imagine a good guy trying to have a relationship with the schizophrenic, and that's what this is. Nico is expressing a split personality. She's fucking two guys. And she needs to make a decision. It's like having one foot on the pier and one foot on the boat, and the boat is moving away from the pier. Make a decision. If you're a decent woman, make a damn decision and be with one man. I think all the things that you guys have been talking about is the result of hoish and noncommittal behavior, whether it's men or women. We should decide on one person and be with that one person. It's healthier, it's cleaner. I mean, what is the venereal disease rate telling you guys? So, Nico, you should make a decision. You have some work to do. I understand it may be a little bit difficult, but so what?
She said she didn't talk about those two guys. It's not like she came with those two guys and said, I'm in a committed relationship with both of those guys. Then I would have said, damn, Nico, that's something. But we asked her that. She said, no, we didn't talk about that.
But these are peoplehood, and you can't play with nobody's feelings like that.
Yeah,
but she's just free fucking, and she needs to stop that.
Things that were exclusive to each other. That's different.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is, Stanley, and I appreciate some of your comments, she's just
4 or 5 women, Richard.
She's just free fucking, and she needs to stop that. That's the point.
And you need a responsibility in that because, again, one person might be clean, and then you introduce someone who's infected. I've been in a situation similar to that, trying to play both sides and figure the grass is green on the other side, and I got burnt in that. And I start
That's right. And see, they're having sex with other women possibly because they can't get a commitment out of Nico. As someone said just now, Nico is the centerpiece. She needs to take responsibility. And I'm just saying to you guys again, imagine about the quality guys trying to find a good woman, and Nico, who ostensibly is a good woman, is expressing very dysfunctional and unsatisfactory relationship behavior. She's screwing up things for herself and the guys that are involved. What do you think?
Well, Nico, does the guys know that you're talking to other guys except them? Yes or no?
One knows that there's somebody else on the other side. Like,
well, how come the other one doesn't know?
Because I could be pretty open and honest with him because we've had like such a tumultuous history. So, like,
we pretty much both let our guard down. How come the other one doesn't know?
Because the thing is that, like, I hadn't said that I was going to be exclusive with him and neither him on his side, but, you know, I think that I think he would be a little bit more sensitive about the situation, whether or not, you know, he says...
Nico, did you say to him that you were going to be exclusive to him?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I can accept his personality and know that he, whether or not he says it's okay on the outside, I don't think he would be okay with it on the inside. Damn.
This is amazing.
Okay, but Nico, you need to be honest with both guys. I have to agree with Richard. If you're going to do this, you got to tell to both guys, look, I'm still dating, I'm still getting to know other guys except you guys. That's being honest.
Give them an opportunity to say no, yes, fuck
exactly.
you, whatever
you
the
you have
fuck.
To get them the choice of either say, no, I'm not going to accept that because I want to be exclusive to you, or they're going to say, okay, cool, no problem. So you don't feel burning, they don't come back to you, why didn't you ever tell me the truth? You got to be honest with both of them about that.
Yeah,
you're right about that. You're right. I do need to talk to him. And there's a lot that we need to discuss. You know, I do want to put a lot out on the table because I do feel his feelings changing about me, and my feelings have changed about him. You know, like at first I really didn't think it was going to get this far, but it has. So now I have to sit down and I have to, you know, change my perspective on how I'm going about it.
Yeah, just be honest with them and let them make a choice from that. And if they decide, okay, I'm still going to date you or still things like that, then you have, I think relationship comes committed to somebody, you got to come naturally. It has to not be forced. That's my belief.
Basically, this is a real grown-up situation, and it seems like those kids are just fucking it up.
Yeah, you stand by politics.
We all face. I've dated three, four women, but I all told them that I wasn't exclusive to only other people. And I was being honest.
And then these children, though, now she knows these children. And so they sound like they have formed a bond with you. And if you're no longer around, what is that going to do to them?
Well, I've always maintained contact with them ever since from when we first met each other, even when I broke up with the both of those guys from before, I still continued contact with the children afterwards. So I never left them.
You broke up with them and then came back.
Stepmama or mama, that's one thing, but that's a lot, Nico. That's a whole lot. That's pretty messy.
Pretty messy.
And you know, because I really care about the kids a lot, you know, and I take a vested interest in all and those all the kids involved, you know.
If y'all were gonna marry, I mean that's one thing, but this right here, I mean, it's you got a lot of thinking to do, honey.
And I've
been thinking a lot on, you know, for both sides, you know, like what I'm gonna do, and you know how I'm gonna go about it, as far as you know, because one of them, I'm gonna have to take a lot of bold initiative as far as everybody around me is concerned. You know, nobody is gonna agree. Everybody is gonna be in complete dissension with me.
If you choose one, this is your life, though. Nico, you gotta find out what you want first. That's number one. Number two is being honest with those two guys and letting them make the choice of saying, look, I'm dating not only you, but another guy also. Or I'm dating around. I'm not just exclusive. And letting them make the choice. Number three is talking to those two guys, or whatever the guy that you have a problem sexually, and telling him the truth also. That's what you need to do. But you need to know, number one, what do you want first?
Yeah.
Before you talk to those guys. Because if you don't know what you want, we have a problem with that, Nico.
And that's why I say, when you're tied up in the flesh, it's a bad idea. If I were you, I'd say, you can do what you want to. I've cut that off. So you can concentrate and start really figure out what it is that you want. But when you're tied up in the flesh, like...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.